This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome to The Rock Show. I'm Joel Dommett.
And I'm Ed Gamble.
And we're here for the next 3 hours.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome one and all to The Rock Show with Joel Dommett and
Ed Gamble.
Yes.
Can I just say that was a really slick ending there, because you know what? We both clocked it. We were like, this song ends really abruptly.
Yeah.
It's a great song, System of a Down, Toxicity, right? But we were on it. You were on it and you hit it and you got the klaxon, the siren in there.
A quick one.
Absolutely perfect, mate.
Thanks,
obviously,
man.
I'm now ruining that by referencing it.
Yeah, we're talking about it. Whenever you do anything good, if you talk about it, then does that diminish the good?
Totally. It's lovely to be back, Joel, doing The Rock Show.
Very excited to be here, Ed Gamble.
And I like that we normally kick off with a track that we both enjoy. System of a Down, my favourite band growing up.
Yeah, obviously behind Papa Roach.
Yeah, I mean that is utterly insulting to System of a Down's legacy. They were the first band I read about in Kerrang magazine.
Really?
And I saw them, and they used to look crazy.
I mean, it was properly mad, like that first album like War on it and stuff, and Sugar, that song with the Sugar.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
He used to have the big hair with do eyeliner and all of that. It was madness.
I mean, it was kind of that weird thing when they went to their second album and they kind of all cleaned up their act a bit. Almost commercialised a little bit.
Well, the album went huge, didn't it?
But the album was huge.
I think it was a number one hit.
Absolutely.
We got a hit on our hands. I'm going to cut my hair and take off my makeup. That is my best Armenian-American accent.
I'm going to maybe do that myself. Might maybe bigger in the comedy world.
They're a good live act, but I mean, they're not really around anymore, are they? They're a good live act, but they are sort of quite... They stand there and they do it.
Oh, really? I've never seen them live.
Well, they're great. Like, they sound amazing, and they run around a little bit, but they don't do any crazy shit. They're no Slipknot.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do any of the huff... What was it Slipknot used to do? Huff dead crows from a jar and be sick on each other,
so it would make them vomit, so they'd vomit in their masks, so it would like make them... I don't know how it would make you better
at
doing
anything.
I got no idea.
Look, if they'd ever recorded any of those early gigs and I was there, you would have heard me from the back very audibly just go, oh, come on, lads.
Come on, guys.
There is no need for that sort of thing.
That is beyond the bar.
Because I've seen people do weird stuff on stage before. People should get in contact about this.
This is a perfect through line, Ed.
There we go. Ideal. I've seen Rammstein. I've seen Rammstein do their thing with the dildo, where he pretends to have butt sex with Flake, the keyboard player, and then sprays cum all over the audience.
I mean, that sounds incredible. Damn it, I can't believe someone's done it before me. I was trying to do that at the end of my Edinburgh show.
You can get away with stuff in metal that you can't get away with in comedy. I went to see the brilliant Gua, whose lead singer very sadly died quite recently, and I went to see them a few months ago. In America, and he was all dressed up. They're all dressed up as aliens anyway. That's their thing.
That's their thing.
But they do two songs, then they bring out like a character, like they bring out a huge, like someone dressed as the Queen, carrying a little baby. And then she would go, "Hello, I'm the Queen, and this is the royal baby." And then they went, "Fuck the royal baby," and went into the next song. And he would grab the royal baby, whip it around its head by the umbilical cord.
Oh, my God.
And then just rip the Queen's stomach open. And they rip the Queen's tits off and spray blood all over the audience.
Wow, that sounds like a hell of a show.
He had this huge alien cock that he used to have sex with a creature called the Jizz Gobbler, which was just a huge creature covered in tits. So that's the sort of thing you can get away with. Whereas if you went to see Joel Dommett on the Free Fringe, you would be livid if a big tit monster came out.
Imagine if you came out of a Free Fringe show at Edinburgh Festival covered in blood and you were like, this is not what I didn't pay for.
I am not going to put any money in the bucket. But get in contact. Let us know some of the weirdest stuff you've seen on stage. And it doesn't have to be a metal band, does it?
No, it could be anything at all. Maybe you've like seen it like in a play, or you've seen it like a stand-up comedy show, or like you've maybe some Morris dancing.
Yeah, even something you've just seen in the street.
Yeah.
I know, that's not the discussion, is it?
But the street is a stage.
Yeah. Is all that... the world... Yeah, that's the...
Who said that?
Shakespeare, all the world's a stage. He didn't say, but the street is a stage, but that's sort of what... That's sort of what he was saying.
It's like the pavement is also a place to perform.
Well, get in contact on the email ed@fubarradio.com. foobarradio@fubarradio.com or joel@fubarradio.com.
Yeah.
Or tweet us on @fubarradio or text or indeed call. We want to hear from you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever give out the text number, but I'd happily take a few texts, mate.
Go on then, give out the text number.
The text number is 07860 017 300. Give that to you again, Ed.
Go on then.
07860 017 300.
How are they going to call, though? I think calling's the most... We want callers today.
Yeah, we want some decent callers. Just call in. Give us your best, like, thing you've ever seen on stage. The most ridiculous thing. That's 0330-223-0200.
Okay, Joel, now say it again, but I want you to pronounce three properly because you very lazily said free there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
0330.
I'm just trying to...
This may be the rock show, but it doesn't mean we can't really nail our diction.
Okay, okay. 0330-223-0200.
That gave me a tiny boner. And I don't mean because I've got a tiny penis.
No.
I do, but it just gave me a slight little
just
tiny boner.
Like just a small lift.
Like a little thorn. We got loads of great music coming up. I've picked some absolutely belting tracks this week.
Oh, I'm just so excited. I feel like we're quite professional today, Ed.
Do you? That's going to change, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's totally going to change.
Absolutely.
What features have we got coming up, Joel?
Mate, we've got bloody loads. Again, another perfect example of our professionalism. Straight on to talk
about... Oh, you fucked up saying the word.
Oh, damn it! That one professional is
no,
saying professionalism
wrong. No, you can't even say your own name.
So, we've got loads. We've got Witch Metal coming up,
mm-hmm.
which is our classic thing where we bang a bit of metal against another bit of metal. You have to decide what bit of metal it is at the same time as deciding the subgenre of metal. It's in the name.
It's difficult to explain.
And also, can I please... I've made a jingle for it, Ed. Can I show that off?
You want to play the... But we're not playing Witch Metal until second hour.
No, but can I show off the jingle that I made?
You're so proud of this, mate.
I made a jingle. And it's...
Let's all listen to Joel's jingle for Witch Metal. Go
okay,
on.
Okay, here we go. Right, I made this about 5 minutes ago on GarageBand. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, and you can mark it out 10, Ed.
Okay.
Witch Metal. Witch Metal. Witch Metal. Witch Metal. There
I
go.
Genuinely love that.
Thanks, man.
You're very talented when it comes to jingles.
I really am good at jingles, mate.
Yeah.
And
do
really...
we have jingles for any other stuff?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Look, get in contact with the weirdest things you've seen on stage, either in a metal gig, in a play, in a pantomime, anything like that. I've got bag loads of stories about that.
Oh,
even
wait.
In a sex show. I can tell you a story about that.
You went to a sex show?
Yeah, I'll tell you a story about that later.
Can't worry
on.
About that.
We'll tease you with that story.
Oh.
Right in. We've just, for example, Tony has just texted in to say, I saw the insane doom disco band Chrome Hoof. They were off the page. Aliens, UFO crop circles, disco and death metal guitars with a brass section. Maddest gig ever.
Love it.
Honestly, Tony, it sounds like you've dreamt that.
Also, off the page. I've never heard anyone say off the page before. Is that a phrase?
Well, I suppose they were off the page.
It's like off the hook.
I went to see Chrome Hoof. They were not a book. That's what Tony's said there, basically.
If you went to like a classical gig where they're all reading from music.
Yeah.
If one trumpeteer was like that guy's off the page,
that guy's
guys.
Off the page. Off the page is the sort of thing they say, like if you get an audition for something, they'll
say,
yes. They want you off book, they want you off the page. What they want me to go Chrome Hoof style.
I think that's a new phrase now.
Yeah, off
that's
the page.
A new phrase. I've actually got an audition today at 6 o'clock, Ed.
Have you?
And when they go, are you off book? I'll be like, I'm Chrome Hoof.
Yeah. You should take a brass section.
Oh, yes!
For audition.
That would just destroy any audition.
Joel, what's your audition for?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet. I'm not Chrome Hoofed it.
Joel Dommett, you have not read it yet, you need to be off the page.
I know, but like, I'm not.
We are going to practice for Joel Dommett's audition during this radio show.
Okay.
Coming up in the second hour, Joel will be learning his lines. We'll be practicing for. We're going to get Joel this goddamn part.
Come on, guys.
Okay, let's have a track, Joel. What we got?
We've
got
cancer bats for you. We've also got Simon Fielder coming up in the last hour. I should probably tease him as well.
Yeah, we're going to. Well, we will.
We will. We will.
That lonely little lad. cancer bats, rats.
Here we go.
FUBAR!
The Cancer Bats?
Not the Cancer Bats, Joel. Just Cancer Bats.
Damn it.
That song makes me so fucking pumped.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like driving to that song. That song's great.
You don't want to be pumped when you're driving.
I do, man.
You don't want to be like, oh, God, on the way back from a
gig. Like, on the way back from a gig, like, in the middle of the night, just put on that.
I can just imagine you at like 3 o'clock in the morning driving back from like
the M6.
Just, oh, I can't wait to sleep.
I got to drive back from Liverpool on Saturday night, and that is going to be on.
Oh,
yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to put on that whole album. It's such a good album.
I put on Lit when I'm tired.
Do you? Don't
somebody
do that.
Is that Lit?
Lit is anyway, that's enough Lit. Thank you very much. Thank you. They're actually touring, aren't they? It's the 15th anniversary of that album with the lady with the bikini. I don't give a fuck.
They are playing tomorrow night, in fact. So I've got some friends go to see it.
We've got an actual we've got Simon Fielder coming in later, and we're going to be talking on the phone to the organizer of Lesfest in Scotland, which is a really cool sounding little independent festival. Not like that, Joel. It's not Lesfest like that. Oh, Joel. Kayla, who is a regular contributor to The Rock Show, has tweeted in saying, "Hi guys, I'm sensing you've not had a coffee today, Joel." So I don't know if that's an insult or not, because last week you actually went mad because you had a coffee.
I mean, I thought I was very entertaining.
You were very entertaining. So do you think she's saying you were entertaining last week and this week you're really letting the side down because you've not had a coffee?
I think you need to clarify that, Kayla, because you know what? Your contributions haven't been very good either.
Right, well, I think
How was that?
This week or next week we should get you 3 Red Bulls and you have to drink them all during the show. And by the end, we'll see how much of a quivering wreck you actually are.
Also, Ed, I should just point out, I just got a text from you saying, forgotten how to get in again.
Yeah, there's a simple code to get into FUBAR on the door. I have never once got it right.
So, sorry, I just got that.
You just got that.
I'm glad you got in.
I'm here. Thanks, mate. I'm here now.
So good. Okay.
Cosmic Dale's tweeted in saying, at Download 05, which I believe is what the kids are calling 2005, I saw the singer from Society One. Now, that is a blast from the past. I can't remember what his name is. Zane or something. Sing his set suspended from the top of the stage with 2 meat hooks through his back.
Oh, my God.
That is foul. I vaguely remember that happening. That he was strung up and they were just through his back skin and he sung being hung up from 2 hooks. That's the sort of thing you have to do when your music is not good.
Well, I mean that's the best thing about the radio, because I can say to the listeners that I am doing this radio show with 2 meat hooks through my back. And, you know, guys,
But you're not suspended, are you? Because the ceiling's not high enough. Yeah, so
just stood on the floor.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to love putting pins through my fingers. Did you have to used to do that?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. And also, as a diabetic man, I occasionally have some needles knocking around, so I can still do that through just like the dead skin at the top of the fingers, do you mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, I've got dead skin. I've just, yeah, just,
well,
like,
you mean like be painful? Is it painful?
No, just put it through and you're just like, oh, look, it goes through, I can see it.
Like a mini, like, Circus of Horrors.
Yes. Yes. Like,
you charge people to come along. It's £55 a ticket. I'm going to be doing some crazy shit. Like,
all my friends would give you like 10 pence and be like, roll up. See Joel, put a needle through his
fingers. Put a pin through his fingers. Get in contact with band names as well. We want to hear about the crazy stuff you've seen on stage, in a play or in a show or whatever, but we also want to hear your band names. Make up some band names, get in contact. So people just seem to do that.
They just, I mean, it's a nice through line for our entire show for the rest of time.
Exactly.
I like it. I had how has your week been in general, Ed?
It's been good. I went to another gig. I've been seeing live music.
Nice.
I went to see Pulled Apart by Horses at McCluskey's in Kingston.
Oh, wow.
Now, have you ever been to McCluskey's in Kingston?
Absolutely not.
No. It honestly made me feel about 50 and 14 all at the same time. I went with comedian Alfie Brown, and we Pulled Apart by Horses, great band, playing some new stuff, really good gig. But it was like a proper, so I went there as a teenager a couple of times, and there were a lot of 18, 19 year olds there, all running around enjoying their life, soaked in sweat, going crazy. Oh, what a great band, I'm going to drink some shit beer. And I was stood at the back going, this beer is shit. And these floors are rather sticky, and I believe they are ruining my DMs.
And Alfie Brown is probably one of the more rock and roll comics, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
I did a gig with him this week, and it was just the most incredible display of dying I've ever seen. Like, it was just, but he did it in such a good way.
He's very
like,
good
he's
at it.
He's very good. He's very good at comedy. He's just very good at, like, when the audience doesn't like him, he bloody goes for it.
And he knows going in what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
An audience member shouted out at one point, this is probably my favourite thing an audience member has ever said in any comedy gig I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He went, this is the best worst gig I've ever seen.
Perfect. Well, that's what you want. If you're not going to get on with people, or you know it's going to go badly, what you want is some sort of event. And he brings it. I had a bad gig a few nights ago. I don't bring an event. I just go, right, I'm just going to plough through and fuck off.
Yeah.
Get in the car, whack a cancer bats on.
Yeah.
Drive all the way home like this. Oh, no.
I had a bad gig on Sunday.
Right? No, you didn't, Joel.
Yeah, I did, mate. It happens.
Do you have bad gigs?
Yeah, once every 5 or 6 years or so. Yeah. And it wasn't even really bad. It was just annoying. It was just an annoying gig.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice evening. I've got a convertible car, Ed.
Have you?
Yes.
It's
a Mini. It's a Mini Cooper convertible.
Yeah, still a lovely convertible.
Right, still a convertible, right? And it's really nice. It was a really nice evening.
This is not what I wanted from the rock show.
And so I put... that's what you expect most rock and roll DJs to sort of...
Oh, I've got a convertible Mini.
And so I put the top down.
Yeah.
But then whilst I was driving, I just became really sad that I'd have a bad gig and that I was really annoyed. And I'm going to bloody admit it, mate. I had a small little cry.
Did you ever cry because you had a bad gig?
I had a cry because I had a bad gig. But
how bad was the gig that you had a cry?
I just was feeling a bit down.
Yeah.
I was just feeling a bit down. I thought to myself, I was sat at these lights, just crying in a convertible. Just thought, that is the best image ever.
Well, and I know you've already had to submit your title to the Edinburgh Fringe brochure, but Joel Domick crying in a convertible will have to be next year's. Kayla has got in contact to clarify what she was saying. She said, not an insult at all. I just meant you're being very professional today, so I sensed you were caffeine-free.
Thanks. Thanks, Kayla.
Oh, there's a bit of a frosty atmosphere between Joel and Kayla there.
No, thank you very much, Kayla. I feel like I am being very professional. I feel like I'm doing all the right links and stuff. I'm going to play it again. I made a jingle.
Right. This is the last time you can play it until we actually do the thing. All
also,
right?
This is the best thing about it. Right? I didn't think I could scream, but listening back to this, I think I've got quite a good one.
Yeah, but people don't want to hear the jingle like 6 times in the lead up to the actual feature,
do they? We're teasing the feature, Ed.
Right, go on.
We're teasing the feature.
Put it on.
But listen to how good my scream is. But just I can't do a scream if it's loud. Like, if I was to be in a rock band and I actually had to be loud over the musicians, I don't think I could do it. But if they were like...
Joel, just scream.
Just, you know, if it's just me,
acapella. Imagine that band. Imagine buying tickets to that. Who are you going to see tonight? Joel Domit screaming.
Yeah. But very quietly.
Joel Domit.
Everyone has to shush.
Joel Domit's screaming is a phrase that has been used before in a different context. Go on, pop the...
I've done it many a time in a Mini whilst crying. Here we go.
Just listen to the metal. Which metal? Which metal?
Which metal?
I just love it.
Yeah, it's a good, mate, it's a good jingle, but every time you play it, I like it 12% less.
Ah, 12% is such a big chunk.
Get in contact, craziest thing you've ever seen on stage. Also, if you were in a band, what would you do on stage to set yourself apart? What sort of crazy stage antics would you like to get up to? Email us in, ed@foobarradio.com, joel@foobarradio.com. Obviously, it's all going to come through to the same account, so let's just go with Ed.
Just go with Ed,
at foobarradio.com.
And
call us on what number, Joel?
0330-223-0200. Of course, the running thing that we have each week is if anyone wants to call in and scream down the phone to us, you can just bloody do it, mate.
Just get, if you're in a Mini, you're feeling sad, the top's down, you're going to have a little cry.
You're on your way back from Liverpool, you just listened to some Cancer Bats.
Yeah.
And you just want to let it out, mate. Just let it out.
Let it all out.
Maybe you're like me, because I think on the phone, I think a scream would sound really good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try that. I'm going to call into Football Radio and scream down the phone and see whether it sounds good.
All right, but you have to go outside the studio.
I'll go outside.
Right.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Does that mean I have to be in control of the desk?
Yes.
Also, next we should play Band Fake Out. We should play a round of Band Fake Out.
Oh, yes, yeah. We'll do that next. We'll play one more song. I've picked this song. This is my one.
What is it?
Does anyone remember Sunna?
No, put it on.
Okay. Well, I'd say this is probably the most sexy song of all time.
That is a big shout.
It's really Barry sexy. White. Oh, wow, that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of good sexy songs.
But this not appropriate for the rock show.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like sexy, but then also basically the best bit is the first sort of 20 seconds and then you get a bit bored of it.
Right.
But, you know, just try and just, you know, just stick at it, guys.
Let's
stick
hear it, mate.
FUBAR Radio. Sex. Oh, flies. Flies.
Right. So, point proven right at the end.
Yeah, flies.
How is that the sexiest song ever?
Well, you know, flies. Flies are pretty sexy.
Flies are not sexy in any way. Name flowers. A situation. Right, Joel, I want you to paint me a picture, right, not literally, with your words and mouth, of a genuinely sexy situation where a fly gets involved. What? And I'm not talking about the flies of a trouser, because obviously then you can unzip your trousers, pull your penis out, and things are getting sexy. I mean a fly as in two wings.
Well, you know, you could be having sex.
Like a raisin with wings. You know flies.
You could be having sex and yeah. A fly could be watching.
That's sexy, mate.
It's like a voyeur.
That would put anyone off, wouldn't it? Is that a fly watching us? Do it.
I think it's quite nice.
You think that's quite nice?
Yeah.
Your love of voyeurism stretch. I suppose it's a fly on the wall. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that situation.
Yeah. I think flies are very sexy things, you know. Like if they want to get out of a window and they don't realise it's a window, they keep flying at it. They keep trying.
How is that sexy?
Because it's, you know, perseverance sexy.
So you find the perseverance of a fly sexy?
Yeah.
You are stranger than I gave you credit for, my friend.
Thanks.
Get in contact if you find flies erotic. We've got people contacting us about the weirdest things they've seen on stage. A lot of sort of, this is quite a famous thing that happened, but Big J was there. Big J's telling us about it. I was at the side of the stage at Reading Festival when L7 started having sound issues. I don't know if you remember L7.
I remember L7,
but they're the sort of band who would have headlined Les Fest. The crowd started throwing mud and bottles of piss. Danita Sparks took her tampon out and threw it into the crowd, yelling into the mic, "Eat my used tampon, fuckers."
Wow.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Did anyone eat it?
Is that genuinely how your brain works? Like, you don't think the story's finished until... It's enough of a story that she took out her tampon that she was in her. It was in her body, Joel.
I mean, maybe it was, you know, because maybe it was like that Ozzy Osbourne thing of, like, eating a bat or whatever he did. You know, maybe it was like, maybe she's actually... It's not. It's just, you know, it's like red pen. And then she just, like, held it in her pants. And she's actually not on her menstruation cycle at all.
Right. But she drew some red pen onto a tampon and held it in her pants thinking, this gig's going to go wrong.
She's like, that's like the thing. That's the thing you sort of, you know, as comedians, we all have, like, stuff to, if it's all going wrong.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we've all got red pen in our pants. Ready to throw it at people, haven't we?
You know, if everyone's got their, like, oh, no, I don't come to your work and knock the seedless cocks out of your mouth. Ma-da-ma-ma-ma.
Oh, you so know? This is a heckle comeback that she's got planned.
She's got it. She's had that in her pants for a long time.
Now, I think this might... I don't know if I've dreamt this rumour or not, or someone lied to me. Did L7 used to... get in contact if you know this. Big J might know. Did they used to throw a golden condom out into the crowd? This is what I heard. They used to throw a golden condom out into the crowd. And whichever gentleman caught it got to go backstage and have sex with one of them.
What?
It can't be true, can it? But that's the sort of outrageous thing that L7 were getting up to, mate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be illegal, surely.
Well, no.
I don't know.
Two consensual adults.
And I mean, actually, thinking about it, if you were to throw a condom into an audience, I mean, they probably fly at quite a, you know, because they've got really sharp edges.
Flies again, bringing up flies. Can't think about sex without a fly getting involved.
You know, you throw it,
and
it would cut through the air quite well. And I expect, a condom edge of a packet to the eye would actually do some damage.
Yeah, it probably would.
But then he'd still have sex with the person, so...
Yeah, just holding the eye.
Blind in one eye, but I'm still having sex with a rock star.
I put a tampon to soak up the blood pouring from my eye while I pop on my... This is going wrong. Horrible, horrible stuff,
My friend
Joel.
Was telling me a story the other day about how he had sex and he broke that string bit that, like, is basically, like... I don't know what it's called.
It's called the frenulum. It is the banjo string.
Yes. Yeah. And he snapped that bit and apparently just bled so mentally. And the only thing he had was a sanitary towel of his girlfriend. So he just sort of put that around it and that sorted
him out. He didn't go to hospital with it.
No.
You're supposed to, really.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to. Well, if you're bleeding profusely from your cock, I think it's probably a good idea to seek medical help.
I think it's really sexy.
Well, yeah, you'd probably just start bleeding out your cock. You'd just get a load of fly bodies and just stick them to the end of your penis.
I find sexy. I find the weirdest thing sexy.
Yeah. All right. So just look like a really long currant bun. Not really long. Neil Price has tweeted in saying, at Reading Fest, I saw the lead singer of... Now, yeah, he does this a lot. The lead singer of Dillinger Escape Plan throw his shit into the crowd. Hashtag dirty boy. Greg Pucciato, I think his name is, or Pucciato, will regularly relieve himself. I'm not sure it's into his hand. I think it might be into a bag, and then he throws it into the audience. Wow. But they're just insane. But their music brings enough. I don't think they need to do that.
I mean, it's like one thing like putting yourself and your bandmates through ridiculous things. But to actually throw a bit of shit into the... Because it might actually go to someone who's just kind of like going, oh, you know what, I might actually... This band's all right. This, I'm getting into this. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
My eye, it's gotten into my eye wound from the condom when L7 were on.
You went on and you wanted to enjoy a bit of Dillinger Escape Plan, and then you left with pink eye. No one wants that.
Jake Green, he's got an idea to make his band crazy, right? I suspect he's got his tongue firmly in his cheek. I'd make a bowl of cereal, but I put the milk in first. Whoa, crazy.
That's actually, Jake. Was it Jake?
Yeah.
Sweet. Now, Jake.
Are you happy that you remembered something from literally 4 seconds ago?
Yes. I'm like a fly. I just forget.
Hi, Joel,
stuff really
I'm
quick.
Ed. Hi, Ed. It is Ed, isn't it? Yeah. Wicked. You're like a fly, did you say?
Yeah, I'm like a fly. I forget
Is that
stuff.
Why you find flies attractive? Because they forget stuff?
Yeah, because they're the same sort
Hang
of
on,
mental
flies
capacity.
Don't forget stuff.
Do they not? I thought they forgot stuff.
That's maybe, goldfish.
No, I'm thinking the fact that they actually just die after a day.
Yeah, and that's what turns you on, does it? You like things that die after a day?
No.
So Jake said he would put the milk in first.
Jake, it's actually a really good idea, mate. I've started doing it.
Have you?
Really good. Because
Why?
Then, because you put the milk in, and then you sort of know how much, because I don't really ever, I always miss out how much cereal I'm going to put in.
Right.
And then sometimes I don't have enough milk.
Right.
So then you're like, oh, I've put too much cereal in for the amount of milk I've got.
Yeah, okay.
But you've never got... You know, not enough. I mean, sometimes you might have not enough cereal.
You got lost in your own thought there, didn't you? I don't. Interesting fact about me, Joe. I don't really use cow milk.
Oh, why?
I'm just not a big fan of it. I'll use yogurt.
Do you use rice milk?
Hazelnut milk.
Oh,
it's great.
These things I didn't even realise had nipples.
Oh, you want to check out a hazelnut's nipples, mate? Give those a squeeze. Yeah, half a pint. Hazelnut milk. And I'll use granola.
Yeah.
Bit of yogurt. Lovely. It's perfect, mate.
Oh, it's
anyway, you're listening to The Rock Show on FUBAR. Should we play Fake Out?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Explain the feature.
The feature is, there's a book called Metal Bands or something.
All Known Metal Bands.
And I don't think I'm the best person to describe this feature.
The book's called All Known Metal Bands. It is a book I own. It is by Dan Nelson. You can get it on Amazon or other such outlets. It is a wonderfully bound book, in blue and black and gold. It's a beautiful thing, nice for a coffee table. And it is just a list of every known metal band. There's no intro, there's no sort of, there's no lead-in. It's just an encyclopedia of metal bands. So we go through and we pick two metal bands each, then we make one up, we read them out to each other, and we try and work out which the fake one is. So who's going to go first?
Can I go first, Ed?
You can go first.
It was Ed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nailed it.
So, yes! Right, okay, here we go. Here's the three names I have picked. Two are real, one is fake.
Okay.
Goat Semen.
Okay, I can totally imagine that being a real band. Maybe a Mediterranean old school death metal band.
Mediterranean.
Maybe a Greek Cypriot death metal band.
Like, oh, it's so hot. Let's make a metal tune.
Yeah. Oh, let's put down your Dolmades. We've got to record the new album.
It's a siesta. Let's write a.
That's Spain, Joel. So
we're. Lots of flies there, though. Really, loads of flies there, so real big fan of that. Goat semen is the first one. Goat semen.
Goat semen.
Second one.
Also, the goat is, that's a traditional animal for metal, because that's sort of a sacrificial animal for Satanists.
Satanists. Second one.
Semen.
Goat ah hell.
Goat ah hell.
Go to hell.
Right. My initial thought is you've made that up. Because that is a... You found goat semen. You thought, I'll do another goat one. But you've done a terrible pun. I mean, that is definitely... I mean, is there any point in you reading out the last one? Because I want to say now that that is the fake.
Goat ah hell.
Goat ah hell.
Goat...
Goat ah hell. Right.
Goat ah hell. Like goat... goat...
No, I know what it is. I know what it is, mate. You're...
Go to hell.
Go to hell. Yeah, no, I know. Goat semen, real. Go to hell, you've made it up. Do you want to read the last one out, which will be real because it's only one that's made up?
Oh, mate, you bloody wait, mate. Right. Mate, wait. I mean, I might be bamboozling the shit out of you right now.
Yeah, go on. All right. I'm officially given my answer yet.
I mean, I wonder why Dave haven't put me on Would I Lie to You yet.
Probably because it's a BBC Two show.
Yeah, okie doke. So... last and final one.
Right.
Goat's ass trumpet.
Goat's ass trumpet. Now, I mean, that's equally ridiculous, but I do think go to hell, I would still say, is made up.
Goat semen, goat's ass trumpet.
Or goat a hell. Goat a hell is one you've made up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Ed, you're really good at this.
No, you're really bad at this.
I'm just... Go to Hell is really funny.
Yeah, but that's not... But these metal bands don't go for funny, do they?
Well, Goat's Ass Trumpet.
Yeah, Goat's Ass Trumpet is pretty funny, yeah.
Goat's Ass Trumpet.
Goat's Ass Hell. I tell you what it is as well, because you're not in the studio listener, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be the listener. You'd just be our friend. which you are. But if you were here, you would have been able to spot that straight away, because Joel said goat semen, and it's obviously not one he would have made up, because he wouldn't have put those thoughts together, right? Then he said goat a hell, and the smile on his face when he said that gave it all away. He's so proud of himself. And the fact he wanted to go first... You go, can I go first? Because I'm going to say go to hell.
I was really proud of it.
Really proud of it.
I was really proud of it. Go to hell.
So we'll be playing my one later in the show, possibly with Simon Fielder. Or we might even do another round
Just
of it.
Just do another round with Simon Fielder.
Yeah.
Should we play a song? Should we do some more?
We've got a couple of tweets, but we'll read those out afterwards. Get in contact with the craziest things you've seen on stage or what you would do in a band to set yourself apart. Any mad shit, what would you do? Get some flies. Pop them on your ass, that sort of thing. Get in contact at Fubar Radio, ed@fubarradio.com, or call in. Let's have a song. What we got, man?
Dropkick Murphys, mate.
Sweet.
Fubar, giving radio the finger.
What did you do?
Did you put two?
I think I put two on at the same time. It's very confusing.
That's the sort of thing that happens at the rock show. We mash shit up.
We're crazy. We press all four at the same time.
Giving radio the
finger. What was that?
Absolutely insane. I want to talk about your tattoo, Joel.
Oh, yeah, please do, mate.
Because this is the rock show. I don't have a tattoo.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't get one.
Why?
I'd love one. I'd love a full sleeve, but I don't think I'm that guy. It's the same. I'd like a beard.
Is it because you're diabetic? Are you allowed them?
Yes, you are. You are allowed them, but interesting question. Sometimes the healing process of things like that can be difficult if you don't have your blood sugars under control.
Wow.
Factual radio. But I just don't... I don't think I'm that guy.
No?
I think I can pull it off. Because yours isn't like a rock or metal tattoo.
Yeah.
It seems just like quite a stylish tattoo.
Like you are Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
Well, that's one of the biggest insults I've ever...
Just out of Blink-182, like you're the one... Like you are Liam Payne from One Direction.
I mean, I don't even know what a Liam Payne is. What, is he the one without tattoos?
He's the one without tattoos.
I mean, the fact you know that should make you banned from this show.
He's got a few, but right. You know, not as many as Zayn or Harry.
Right, okay. So what's it? Explain your tattoo.
It's pi to 106 decimal places, Ed.
I think that's a pretty cool tattoo.
Thanks,
mate.
Man.
Because from a distance, it sort of looks like Sanskrit. Like it might be something that really, really means something. Maybe a sort of a poem that you enjoy. in sort of Sanskrit, but yeah. I mean, it's just numbers, isn't it?
It's just numbers. And it goes up to 26. It annoys me that they haven't got a dot, dot, dot at the end, which sort of insinuates that it keeps going.
Right.
Which, of course, it does.
Yeah.
The sort of basis behind it is that I memorized pi to 106 decimal places when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, but I like it a lot. But
thanks, mate.
Are you going to get any more? You should get...
I've got one. I've got another one that's the name of my first Edinburgh show.
Oh, shit, you do have that. I've never seen that before. Neon Hero, there it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a bad tattoo. I quite like that it's bad.
And what made you decide just to get that placement just in the middle?
Just in the middle. I don't really know. It was a split-second decision.
Well, I think you're a lovely lad.
Thanks, mate.
Don't get any more.
No?
Because I really like you, and I would hate for later on in life, if you want to get a proper job, that people don't hire you because you've ruined your body.
I mean, I was thinking about getting a fly on my face.
You should get a fly on your dick. You should get a fly at the top of your dick.
Because constantly yeah. people would want to sort of touch it to get it off.
Yeah. And then you could say things like, oh, I'm undoing my... you want to see the fly? I'll just unzip my flies.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
But also I like that they're going, what's that on your... you should just get like a black dot on your dick. You go, what's that on your dick? Get that off. Anyway,
and like it's like a fly size, and then when it grows into a bee or
yeah.
something.
Get in contact. What should Joel have tattooed on his penis? Tweet us on @FooBarRadio, email ed@foobarradio.com, or call in 0330-223-0200. We will find something for Joel to get tattooed on. I'll pay for it, mate. Don't look at me like that. We've had an email from Lisa saying, I went to see Turbo Negro, and they got me on stage during a slight interlude from the Insane Music. Turbo Negro, great band. They managed to persuade me to dress as a pony girl, including an interestingly inserted horse tail. What? I was very drunk. Worth it, though, because partied with the guys for 2 days afterwards. Now, an interestingly inserted horse tail.
What is that?
I know that you can get like butt plugs with animal tails on the back.
How do you know this?
Well, it's just something I know. It's just something I know. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to explain how I know it.
How do you come across that knowledge?
Look, I really take fancy dress very seriously. And if I'm going to an event called the Big Pig Ball, I'm getting a curly tail and I am making sure it stays in for the duration of the event.
You went to a party, you were like, I thought we were playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
Not Pop the Tail up the Eddy. Lisa, you've said including interestingly inserted horse tail. You may have realised we are not a show that deals with nuance or subtleties. If you had a tail up your ass, get in contact and tell us. And it was worth it because she partied with the guys. I mean, that is weird. That's what we want to hear about. That's a weird thing that happened on stage, and it was to someone. They're a really good band. We should play some next week.
We should put some Rammstein on as well next week.
Yeah, we should. We play Rammstein, Turbo Negro. Let's play only European bands. No UK bands. No American bands. It's going to be difficult for you
yeah.
to play no American bands.
I like it when bands are in different languages.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Why? Why do you enjoy
it? It's also
that?
In the same way that when you've got a song where you don't understand any of the lyrics because it's too mental.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we've got that coming
nice.
Up.
Yeah.
Our feature, I Beg Your Pardon.
I Beg Your Pardon, which I'm going to make a jingle for in the next song.
During the show. This is how good Joel is. This is how good he is with jingles. The turnover is incredible. He can make them very slapdashly in the middle of a song. Jake Trusler? Once saw a hardcore band in the back of a pub do a sort of dance routine in the breakdown, synchronized headbanging, rock and roll.
Nice.
That's lovely. I just think that's nice. It's not crazy, is it?
No, it's just nice, mate.
I actually saw the indie band Darwin D's all put down their guitars and dance to Beyonce. A little synchronized dance.
Fair enough.
Daniel Marshall said, Justice Yield Man at Supersonic Fest. Never heard of them.
Nope.
Something that we can find out. Smashing and Eating Glass to produce weird sounds for 20 minutes. That would make me leave. 1 minute in, I'd go, come on, mate.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
And eating it as well. I mean, that doesn't make anything musical.
It's the eating that I'm not happy with. The smashing glass I'd be all right with. I like that you're going, what, he's eating it as well? This guy smashing a... Firstly, I hope that he brought his own glasses with him. And he wasn't just using the club's crockery.
Yeah,
because that is quite simply not on.
He is a very unwanted guest at a Jewish wedding.
Congratulations. Are you using that?
Sorry, can I just...
Yeah, because I don't know why. I don't like all this kosher stuff you're going to serve, so I might have a shard or two.
Oh, my God, the guy has eaten the glass!
Right, Joel.
Okay.
What?
Is that not...
No!
Okay.
Joel just did an offensive impression of what he considers Jewish people to sound like. That is... That is not on, Joel. We're not a controversial show.
I don't know.
People
just,
tune into
the wrong
show.
I don't know.
To get away from the controversy on FUBAR.
I just don't know. I grew up in a very white middle class place.
Right.
There was only two black people in my school.
Yeah.
They were brothers. As
Joel.
By that I mean family.
Yes.
And so sometimes I would never be racist. But sometimes I just don't know.
Right. We're going to really have to look at this audition you've got later.
Oh, yeah. I should probably look at that. It's for a UKIP advert.
Right. Okay. Well, you're going to nail it. There's no need to practice it. Let's put another song on. We'll find out what Joel's audition's for. Get in contact. What should Joel have tattooed on his penis? And also, we'll be running through his lines for the audition. So get in contact.
What a show we've got lined up.
It's going to be great.
Here we go. This is one of my favourite songs of all time.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show. I'm Joel Dobbitt, and I'm joined by the lovely Ed Gamble.
You said that like it was going to be someone different. Said that like, oh, and we're joined in the studio by someone different. Studio by Ed Gamble still.
Still. He's still here. Persistent.
Now that was Deftones. Again, another nice... one of the few bands that operate in our little Venn diagram bit. Is there a name for that?
I was just about to say the same thing.
In a Venn diagram, the little bit in the middle where it's a crossover, is there a name for that?
It's kind of like...
I feel like you should know that as someone with a pie tattoo.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's kind of... What is even that shape? I'd say it's like a...
Vag.
Like a sort of... it's like a vagina shape.
So Deftones are in our Vengina.
Vengina! Clearly what it's called,
it must be called that. So in our Vengina, we have got Deftones, we've got System of a Down. If you can think of a better name for that bit in the middle of a Venn diagram than Vengina, you're lying. You're lying. Kayla's got in contact and said, this is not a crazy story, but one of the least metal things I've seen at a metal show. That's good. That's good as well.
Is this Kayla Fuckface Kayla?
Yeah. This is who suggested you hadn't had a coffee because your broadcasting was very poor. The lead singer from Bullet for My Valentine, already very, very, very not metal, brought his mum on stage to sing Happy Birthday to her. Is that the least metal thing to do at a gig? It was definitely a mood killer. I love that people didn't go for it. Now, I think that's lovely. I think that's really nice.
I think it's really nice. I mean,
I love that people didn't... I mean, you know, talking of non-metal things and killing the metal vibe, why are you using the FUBAR Twitter account to flirt with your girlfriend, Joel?
I have no control over this.
Joel, so tell me what's happened.
Firstly, she sent me into FUBAR today wonderfully with a box of homemade profiteroles.
Right, which is not nice because I am a diabetic.
Yeah.
And I can't just eat a profiterole without having to...
I forget these things.
Puncture my body with metal, right? So she's not thought about that. She's not taken that into account.
But it's also...
Does she know I'm diabetic?
She doesn't. I don't think she knows.
Right. Well, next time you need to tell her, right?
And also,
maybe next week, if she sends you in with some sweet treats, maybe she could, you know, make something nice for me, like some kale chips or something. All right?
Basically.
She's not very thoughtful, is it? And Mark Dolan's left ice buns.
They're really good.
I'm sure they are.
I think they're worth, like, piercing your body.
Feeling really ill all day.
It's like stabbing yourself. It's worth that.
So everyone in the studio has been enjoying them right in my face, right?
Yeah.
And then, Ewan, who works at FUBAR, decided to tweet your girlfriend and say thanks for them. And she tweeted back with, you're very welcome. And it says, I love you. She spelled out, I love you in profiteroles.
Yes.
Right? Now, I'm in control of the FUBAR account at the moment, so technically she said that to me.
Yeah.
So, brilliant.
So, you know, I mean, I'm not only sort of making you feel bad in the way that you can't eat it, also making you feel bad in the way that, you know, you probably haven't ever felt a love like that.
No, I've not. I've not. I've felt high blood sugar.
Has anyone ever... imagine if your girlfriend did that. You got home and she'd written, I love you, in profiteroles. And you're like, well, I can't eat that.
Well, right. So, Kim, which is the name of your girlfriend...
That's her full name,
which is going to say it on... Maybe tweet him with a picture
of... Such a Japanese man.
Maybe tweet in, Kim, with a picture of carrots saying I think you're nice, just to me, all right?
Yeah.
Carrots or kale chips, because I think that's unbelievable. You're using FUBAR resources to flirt with your girlfriend.
It's, you know, I've got no credit, so
right.
I have to do,
what's his audition, Joel? You've got an audition at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
and you've not looked at the script.
No, okay. I'm just going to get it up on my emails.
Whereabouts is the audition?
I don't know.
This is unbelievable.
I don't know anything.
You get acting work, don't you?
Not really.
Yeah, because you're not paying enough attention. We will get you this job.
Thanks, man. I'm really excited. I'm in the wrong. Oh God, it's.
No, I mean, this is. You should have planned this.
I should have planned.
You should have planned this in when we had Deftones on, when we had one of our Vangina songs on. But what you were doing was attempting to make another jingle for our feature. I beg your pardon.
This is going to be a really good one.
I beg your pardon is a feature where I usually find the track with sort of incoherent lyrics, usually a death metal track. Joel and our guest, it'll probably be with Simon Fielder, I guess, won't it?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll have to write down as many words as they recognise in that song.
Are you edcomedy@btconnect.com?
Am I edcomedy@btconnect.com?
Is that you?
No.
I don't know who that is.
No, Ed Gamble, but don't give my email address out on air.
Why not? Is it Ed Gamble?
You shouldn't.
I haven't got it in my email thing, so you need to.
What's the audition
just
for?
Just tell me. No one's going
to
email you.
This is supposed to be a slick bit of radio.
Just tell me what your email is.
No, I'm not telling you what my email is. You should not be saved.
But I think this is funny because if you give me your email and then this is a test just to see how many people actually email you.
And plenty of people email me. Now, get in contact.
Kim, I'll give out my
John's
number.
Girlfriend, I'm and tell us what you want him to have tattooed on his penis. Probably an apology.
My number is 07875.
Joel,
no! I'm going to go out.
Joel!
I want to see how many people call me.
There are 14-year-old girls who would absolutely love that number. What's your number? Go on then, say it. In fact, go on, say it.
Okay.
Say your number. Say your phone number now.
My number is 07875.
07875.
555452.
555452.
Almost.
Get in contact with us on @FUBAR Radio or on Joel's actual mobile. text them anything you want.
I'm dangerous. I'm living life on the edge, guys.
You are living life too far.
Living
on the edge,
life on the edge.
You've gone off the
what
edge.
What is
mate.
Your email? It's right. Not Ed. Who is edcomedy@btconnect.com?
Email him. Send him.
Is there another Ed?
Is there another Ed? Yes, there is. Right. Right.
Right. Have I got any texts yet?
No, you've not had
exactly.
Any. Well, what are you trying to prove?
I don't know. I'm just trying to prove that people don't call us when you just give out your number.
But we've given out the FUBAR number and no one's calling us.
That's true. That is true. I mean, it's quite an effort.
Right. I'm done. I'm sending it, right?
Okay.
Have you... Yeah, okay.
We'll figure out.
This is the worst radio we've ever done.
I think it's great. I think
this
it's
is
really...
the thing we should be doing in the songs. Let's play Fake Out. Let's play my Fake Out.
Yes.
Here we go. With three band names, one of which is made up, two of which are real.
Okay.
Here we go.
You've described that way better than I did.
Killer Dwarfs.
Okay, that feels real. That feels like Norwegian.
What sort of band? It feels Norwegian.
It feels Norwegian.
Why do you think they have a
haphazard... We are the Killer Dwarfs.
A haphazard attitude towards disabled rights?
Yes.
Do you feel like that's okay?
Killer Dwarfs.
Kissy face fashion faux pas. That's kissy face, all one word.
Kissy face.
Fashion faux pas.
Kissy face fashion faux pas. Also, it sounds so unreal,
yeah,
but it's probably real.
Right.
Because I think, like, and because kissy face is all one word as well, that's another detail that probably you wouldn't have made up.
Right.
Like when I did go to hell, if I did that
still
all as one word, then
still
I probably
smiling.
Would have got away with that.
Right. You wouldn't have done, mate.
Go to hell as one word would have been well good.
No, because you were laughing at your own joke all the way through. Killer Dwarfs, kissy face fashion faux pas, or muddy dog knee?
Muddy dog knee, as in K-N-E-E? I don't think there's any other kind of knee.
As in knee, mate.
For a second I thought there was another type of knee.
And what is that other type of knee, John? What is that?
Just, you know, when a Scottish person says no.
So a muddy dog Scottish no.
So, nae bother.
Offensive. So that's Jewish and Scottish that
yeah,
Joel's
mate.
Done on this show.
Yeah, I'd have to learn a bit of Norwegian about sort of 30 seconds
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So let that one slip through the net.
We are the dwarf men.
Okay, so Joel, is it Killer Dwarfs? Are you sure you've not had a coffee? Kissy face, fashion faux pas, or muddy dog knee? Which is the fake?
No, I have not had a coffee. I don't know what accent that is. I think it is the last one, the knee one. Fake. I'm really bad at this game.
think it's the first one you've ever got right.
No, yes! Come on!
Muddy Dugney. That's, I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. But Kissy Face Fashion Faux Pas.
Yeah, I mean, Kissy Face is
the best.
I can't
believe that's a band.
Kissy Face is a great... like the band, when they thought, oh, what's the name of our band? Oh, it was start off with Kissy Face.
Yeah, well, it's Kissy Face. Yeah, but there might be another Kissy Face, so we should add something. What about a fashion faux pas? Nailed it. I'd imagine we'll be doing
what kind of band
well.
Do you think they are?
I don't know. We'll look
like,
it up.
They're probably like Orgy, you know? Just like...
Do you think? Yeah. They're just doing sort of New Order covers and just mainly concentrating on the makeup. Orgy were one of the worst bands of all time.
Absolutely. Even I didn't like Orgy, and that says a lot.
Orgy, and I don't know if you remember the band Dope.
I don't remember Dope.
They were pretty terrible, but I had their album.
Oh,
they did a cover
They literally weren't Dope.
They did a cover of Fuck the Police. We're going to find out more about Kissy Face Fashion Faux Pas over the course of the show. Get in contact if you want to make Joel any sweet treats, anything like that. We've had an email in here. It doesn't say who it's from. They've sent some examples of pictures, a Megadeth tattoo and a bitch face tattoo as things to go on your
penis. I like that.
Would you have a tattoo on your penis?
I don't think so. I'd have a tattoo near it, maybe on my lower hip.
Oh, okay, with an arrow pointing down.
Yeah. Maybe like, you know, like a chain coming off my penis as if my penis is the anchor.
Or as if the chain's around the neck of your penis is just a wild animal that needs to be restrained.
Yeah, maybe if I was to get a tattoo on my penis, I'd just get a muzzle tattooed on the top.
That would be absolutely amazing. And teeth underneath and a muzzle on top. You know, this is the animal.
Can you please Google on your internet that you've got on your side, Ed, penis tattoos?
Penis tattoos, I will. I'll have a look. We'll work it out. Right, okay. You're going to continue making this jingle. We're going to help you with your audition. We've got so much coming up. Simon Fielder in the third hour. And we're also going to be talking to the organiser of Lesfest. Joel, you cannot laugh when we talk to him. Right, okay. We're going to have to get Joel over this before we talk to the organiser of Lesfest. Right. Put a song on. It's one of mine now, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably should be. What would you fancy? Shining or Turbo Wolf?
Turbo Wolf.
Yeah,
seven
mate.
Severed heads. Let's hear it. That band.
That was good. I like that.
Turbo Wolf. What? That's from their debut album. It's one of the best debut albums ever, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, you clearly haven't heard my debut album then, Ed.
They're releasing some new stuff at the moment. That's an old one. I mean, I've brought in quite a few tracks today by bands that are releasing new stuff at the moment, but I've just brought in old stuff. So this isn't the most up-to-date sort of radio show, as will be evidenced later when Joel wants to play Taproot.
Ah, oh, what a band.
I'll be honest, we're not going to do this audition thing.
Do you not think we're allowed to read out?
I don't think we should read out the scripts, because I think that's I don't think we're allowed.
Do you not think?
Legally, I don't think
what
we're allowed.
What about if we changed all of the words?
But also, I've just seen it, mate. And I've got an audition for the same part.
What?
I've got an audition for the same part. It's a BBC Three sitcom, right? I've got an audition for the same part. But
are we in the same bracket now?
You know we are. I think we are, man.
We're in the same bracket.
I think we are. That's a shame for you, isn't it?
That is, I think it's great, mate. I think it's really great that you look great.
Right, that is arrogant. That is so arrogant.
Didn't mean it like that.
Joel Dommett has just gone, it's great. God. Welcome to the bracket, man. Welcome to my vagina. All right? It's pretty great up here. There's not many of us in this bracket. Use it well. I'm surprised that you've made it, to be honest with me. But
we should have a party, a bracket party.
I don't want to be part of this bracket
and
anymore.
We all look the same in this party. We're all just hanging out. We're like, hey, welcome to the bracket.
There's a lot of room up here.
And then we all get an email at the same time. We're like, okay, we've got an audition at 9:30, so we all better go home.
Being part of this bracket is making me feel sick. I'm cancelling my audition. But I've got to put myself on tape for it, mate.
Oh, mate, should we just make the tape and I can be on the other side of the tape?
We should do the tape right now. No, we can't do the script.
Oh, damn it!
Suggestions for things you should have tattooed on your penis. A ruler.
It's actually a really good suggestion.
Is it a good suggestion? You like that?
Yeah,
so you like whoever made that suggestion? It's Kayla, mate.
Oh, fuck you, Kayla. Fuck you.
The comedy club. Just the comedy club.
Just the comedy club.
Have tweeted in suggesting a chomp bar. They think you should get a chomp bar tattooed on your cock.
By that, I sort of mean that insinuating that my penis is getting more expensive year by year.
Yeah, and also if you leave it out for too long, it goes hard, but not in a good way. Very, very chewy.
It's remarkably apt.
The thing is, it's already orange, your penis, so you don't even need to put any extra colour on it.
Is that not normal?
No, it's an awful, awful colour to have.
If you were to, people who are fake tanned and stuff,
yeah.
Do they fake tan your penis?
I don't know. Would you need to?
Well, because then if you take your clothes off.
But like a real tan, you wouldn't really tan your penis, would you?
No, that's true, actually.
You'd have like a thong mark or whatever.
That's true. But then it's a fake tan.
Some people have very dark penises anyway.
Okay.
As in like in contrast to their body.
Really?
Not me.
Why?
I don't know. Just blood supply, that sort of thing. I've got my friend Will almost pitch black.
He puts the Will in Willy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Almost pitch black.
Almost, yeah. Almost bereft of light. Honestly.
It's like space. It's got a hood on and holding a side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an awful thing. Awful. Completely.
I can't get the image of a penis holding a side out of my mouth. Out of my mouth.
Oh my. Oh, I've just ripped everything off the wall. That is amazing. Joel Dommett, I can't get the image of a penis holding a scythe out of my mouth. So, that is getting contact with any Freudian slips you've made recently. That's incredible. We're not going to be able to speak to the guy who runs Lesfest.
Oh, good. Still makes me laugh.
If you have to ask him questions about, and can you eat out at Lesfest? Anything. Absolutely incredible, Joel. Anyway, I'd like to apologise to my friend Will for talking about your pitch black penis.
Pitch black
penis. We've had a text in from Donna. Help me out, Donna. I was at a club in the early 90s and legendary techno / industrial DJ Adam X vomited. He was such a pro that he managed to hold the vomit in his mouth whilst he finished mixing the next track before casually vomiting off the side of the stage.
Nice.
Wow, imagine vomiting that much. That you're so used to it that you can just deal with it.
Yeah, it's casual, mate.
Yeah, done. What, have you ever been... what's the illest you've ever been on stage?
I had it the other day, actually.
Did
the
you?
The other day, I was in East Grinstead.
Lovely.
Very rock and roll place. And
home of Scientology in the UK.
Is it really?
It is. Tom Cruise is rumoured to have a house in East Grinstead.
Ah.
It's where... I think I'm right in saying that's where L. Ron Hubbard... comes from.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
I did not know any of these facts about East Grinstead.
But that's probably good because I think people mention it on stage a lot.
Oh, really?
When they go and do that gig. Was it in a pub?
Yes, and it was... I think I didn't really mention it. There was a shop called Daisy Chain next door. I talked a lot about that.
All right. Couldn't get it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And sorry, Joel,
so
carry on.
I did a gig and I was going to the toilet in the urinal beforehand and I just did a little spit like people might do at the urinal. I just did a little spit. Had a bit of blood in it and I was a bit like, oh. And then my chest started to really hurt. And I felt like I was going to die.
Right.
And I was on stage, and I think it was just the pained.
The stress.
The stress of it really hurt. And so I was really sort of felt a bit delirious on stage, had a fine gig, and pushed through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I went to the doctors the next day, and they were like, oh, you know, you seem kind of okay. And it still hurt the next day, my chest. And they were like, I think you're okay. And they sent me to another hospital to get my heart checked. And I took it back to...
Was this recently?
Yes, last week.
Oh, shit.
And I took it back to the GP, and they were like, oh, yeah, no, actually, it just seems like you've just got a really slow heart.
How fucking medical is that? I'll be honest, you've just got a really slow heart.
That is literally the words that they said to me.
That's amazing.
I've got a slow heart.
All those fucking profiteroles.
So if that's a technical thing that I've got.
A slow heart. What does that mean for you in life? I mean, what?
I've also got quite a wide urethra.
Have you?
Yeah. And a doctor looked at that once and he was like, oh, you've got... And he said a long word.
Yeah.
That he was like, you've got blood, but it's getting bladderitis. And I was like, oh, what does that mean? You know, because you worry when someone's looking at your penis and says a long word.
Yeah.
And I was like...
unless the word is long.
Unless the word's written on your penis. And so I was like, what does that mean? He was like, oh, that means you've got quite a wide urethra.
So you do, like, really thick pisses?
Yeah.
Do you?
But yeah, like, it comes up really, like, just all at the same time.
Oh, basically. Just goes... boof.
Just goes...
like when they drop water from a plane onto a fire. Just woof, all out like that. Well, talking of your penis, this is getting him going today.
Yeah,
there's things you should have tattooed. We've had a ruler, a chomp bar.
I like that.
Terrible diet suggests you have happy birthday written down the right hand side. Now, when you say right hand side, what do you think Joel's penis is like? A sort of like a cuboid?
And also, well, you know, because that brings up problems. Is it my right or your right?
Oh, yeah, it's not worth...
You know, is it stage left or stage right?
Not worth battling through that, admin. At The Sensual World has tweeted in saying, my face. So I think you got a fan there, Joel.
There we go.
I don't know how small her face is, but I'm sure it would look lovely.
But imagine if that was, you know, if you had someone's face tattooed on your penis and you sort of didn't tell them. And then you went to have sex and they were like, oh, let's go down here. Oh, my God, that's my face.
I think it'd be a compliment.
It's definitely commitment.
Yeah, definitely. You're like, I love you so much that I want a representation of your face on my penis for forevermore.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, it's always something to look at, I suppose.
You could have someone else's cock tattooed over the top of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a really black cock. Over it, like, as in,
right.
Like, what, you're talking about your friend, the friend, that's what I meant. I meant, like, not racially. I didn't mean racially.
Joel, this has been some really bad vocal slips from you today.
I didn't mean racially.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Jewish.
Joel should get the words piss trumpet on his penis. That's from Jess. I think that's my favourite.
That's great, actually. I mean, it's great. And weirdly, I've got a wide urethra, so it does go...
Now we've had the revelation about the urethra, Joel's is actually more of a piss French horn.
Like an oboe.
Anyway, enough of all of this nonsense. It's 2:20. It's about time we had a song.
Let's have it, mate. This is a bit of a surprise from my little basket of stuff.
Is it?
I've just been going on the YouTubes and really enjoying like new stuff.
All right.
So I thought I'd play you this just to see what you think of it. I think you've probably heard of it, but
what is it?
It's Bless the Fool.
I've not heard of it.
Oh, I really liked it. See what you think, mate.
Let's hear it.
Fubar Radio. There you go. That was
that is the best back announcement for a song. Well, there you go.
Yeah, go. Did you enjoy that, Ed?
Bless the Fool. You know, I did on and off. You know, I can't be having all the
I quite like that.
Really, I know it's all light and shade, and you know, if you're going to do like death vocals and breakdowns, you should you know, it's nice to sort of colour it with a little hee. It's just not my bag, man.
It's nice when it's just like
that. Well, there's no songs that sound like that.
Well, there should be.
Hey,
that's nice.
No, I'd like that as well. Oh, by the way, we've got to make a correction, apparently, because in the last section,
said erection.
I said, yes, thank you, Joel.
I think I'm becoming more like Ray Peacock every time I do a show with you.
That's it. In the last section, I said that I thought L. Ron Hubbard might have been from East Grinstead. This is not true. Lafayette Ronald Hubbard was born in Tilden, Nebraska. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Because apparently we can't be putting out misinformation about L. Ron Hubbard, because he lives his life and lived his life as a true and real person, and we can't be connecting lies and Scientology. And you can't take that out of context. I said that Scientology is all great, and so don't be following me around for the rest of my life. The headquarters of Scientology was in East Grinstead for a long time, and they own a lot of properties in the town.
Oh, really? Maybe they own Daisy Chain next door to the pub I did a gig in.
Quite possibly, but allegedly. Don't want to get in trouble, mate. They're fucking...
Do they hound for people who...
Well, apparently so, but I wouldn't like to say that if they did or not.
I mean, if there was a sort of a governing body for sort of Christianity, essentially it's blaspheming. They put a sort of a law out.
Do you feel like you've walked into an area of discussion that you're not equipped to...
I have no idea what I'm talking
about. Yeah, no, I think we all know that. Let's get back onto the real discussion at heart. Never mind all this religion, world politics. Let's find out what people want you to get tattooed on your penis. Because you've put it out as a Twitter now, so we're getting all your female fans involved.
I've got male fans as well, mate.
Yeah, I suppose.
You and Nish Kumar.
Yeah, fan's a bit strong. a self-portrait. Kirsty said a self-portrait.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, is it though?
No.
No, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, then at least, you know, if someone was to be fellating you, they wouldn't have to look up at you.
Sorry, I've just had a text from my girlfriend. She's made sweet potato and bacon, egg, rice.
Has she put it in a heart shape and tweeted?
She hasn't, but she knows
radio.
I can't have that either, so she knows it, so that's rubbing it in my face. So get in contact if you've made a food I can't have. your own face, get a female's naughty bits wrapped around it, and then you'll always be comfortable and snug. That's not... Were you suggesting a tattoo? That was from @AFricker. Because the tattoo itself wouldn't make you snug, would it?
Yeah, I mean... And what does it really look like?
Wrap round.
So would you have to get like the womb lining?
Womb lining?
Is that, I don't know what you put.
Womb lining?
Is that what happens?
Joel, how is your penis stretching into a lady's womb?
I've got a wide urethra, mate.
You've got that doesn't wide, what long and sort of bendy it have to be.
It's like one of Mr. Tickle's arms.
Womb. So when you retract, you've got womb lining.
It's like when I.
No wonder she makes you profiterole.
when I sort of, you know, after sex, it's like when you press the button to recoil the cord from on a Hoover.
I'd love it if my penis was like that. Or the ones where you just pull it out a little bit and then let go and it goes all the way back in.
Oh, like when you put a tape measure back into it, that's the main thing.
That would be absolutely perfect. I've seen, I was on safari once and I saw an elephant's penis.
I thought maybe you meant the Apple Mac Internet Explorer. Yeah.
I was on safari once and I Googled elephant penises. And I was on an actual real safari. Looking at an actual real elephant cock.
Wow.
That's not why we were on the safari. We didn't get up really early.
I mean, that's why it's called
okay,
safari.
Okay, we're here today to go and look for an elephant cock. We're trying to do all the accents today.
Where was that?
Africa, mate.
Africa, okay, just general. Okay.
I was on safari.
That's how they sound, probably.
So we saw this elephant and its knob was fully out. Like,
nice.
Erect or just like out, right? Mm. And then I saw it suck it back into its own body. It went whoop right back inside to nothing.
Did it make that noise as well?
Yeah.
Went,
I thought it made that noise, but then I turned around and it was the safari guide with a slide whistle. Yeah, it was amazing. It was genuinely impressive.
Wow.
They just retract. I guess it's so it doesn't knock it on thistles and stuff. Or if a lion's chasing it, it can't sort of get it
And also, it just makes it harder to run, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you're dragging a...
If you're slapping against your belly and
also
all that.
Also, it's easier for a lion to track, I suppose. If you can see four big elephant feet and then just a trench.
And also, you know, if it's, like, fully out and maybe, you know, the doorbell goes and it's someone who's delivering a parcel at sort of 10 o'clock and you've got that sort of real stress of having to sort of maybe put some sort of clothes on at the same time as concealing it, and when you pick up the parcel and sign for it to make it not clear that you've definitely got
this.
I mean,
this sounds like something that has happened to you, Joel.
Probably just me and the elephant.
Yeah, and the thing is, an elephant does not have a waistband to trap it in.
No.
Which is the tip. Pokes out the top, but that's that's my tip. Trap it in the waistband, guys. Trap it in the waistband.
Absolutely, and cover it with a t-shirt.
Fitz has emailed in saying, "I saw Cop Shoot Cop play." Now I've never heard of Cop Shoot Cop.
What is Cop Shoot Cop?
A band, Joel. We're doing the rock show.
Okay.
And they managed to fit pretty much the whole audience onto the stage. It was amazing. We were all banging anything we could hit. Now, is this an L7 situation? Absolutely horrific. It was total industrial percussive inclusive stage invasion madness. Fitz, that sounds great, but what you've not said, Fitz, is how many people were at the gig.
Yes,
so you can fit the entire audience on and it's about three people.
I've done those gigs before.
Yeah, and have you got the whole audience onto the stage?
Yep.
Now, I've seen, like, the comedian Nick Helm.
Yes.
Used to get everyone onto the stage. I don't know if he does it anymore, and I've seen that happen with about 250 people. It was. I saw him at the McCuntleth Festival 2 years ago, and he got everyone onto the stage.
Wow.
Apart from the comedians stood at the back, and there were about 250 people, so it was just these comics stood at the back, and he was just going, "Look at this!
That's so brilliant.
So jealous!" Yeah, it was great. And I was. Joel should get a tattoo of a zip on his foreskin.
That's actually quite good.
That would be very cute from Lisa B. Cute? I don't think cute's the right word, having like a Frankencock, but... I think it's a nice idea. Do you have a foreskin? Are you a man with a foreskin, Joel?
Yes.
I see. I don't.
Do you not?
No.
Is that like a diabetic thing?
Yeah, that is your question to everything. In a minute, I'm going to say, I've got to get the train back after the show, Joel. Is that a diabetic thing that you're not getting the bus?
I'm just very intrigued.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think, no, it's not.
It's not a thing.
But I only had it done like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
I've spoken about this in public before.
Why?
Very, very tight foreskin.
Well, what I did, I had that, right?
Did you?
And we've been very personal on the rock show today.
Yeah.
And it's essentially become the cock show. It's just a small joke. And so...
Go to hell.
Go to hell. So good. I used to have that problem.
Yeah.
And
you're not going to tell me you just get a cocoa butter or something, and I went through a really traumatic operation.
Yeah, honestly, you didn't need to do it. Basically,
oh,
what I had
fuck's
to do...
sake.
I had a bath every day. And then I just stretched it slowly in the bath every day.
I tried it.
I did that for about 6 months.
Right, I tried it.
Really?
Yeah, didn't work.
But I was like properly putting my fingers in.
Oh,
and like
mate!
Stretching it out.
Mate, no one wants to hear that. See, I wouldn't have been able to get my fingers in it.
There's a lot of room.
It's like a drawstring bag. Terrible.
It's like what you put your PE kit in.
I'm way happier without one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just feel freer. I love seeing it all down there.
Does it not pick up dust?
What? It's not a telly screen. What are you talking about? Does it not pick up dust?
I feel like...
Where do you think I'm walking around with no pants on?
Like an elephant. You're just hanging out.
Yeah, and I can suck it back into my body.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah. No, it doesn't pick up dust, mate.
I just feel like...
It's got more of a personality now, you know?
Really?
Yeah, because before it was like a sort of shy little mouse. Now it's just like a
proud lion.
Now it's like Phil Mitchell. More suggestions for what you should get tattooed on your penis.
Excellent. This is it always amazes me, Ed. We start off with such a clear view of what our show is going to be about.
Yeah, discuss music, discuss sort of things that have happened at gigs, crazy stuff, discuss all the new tracks that are coming out.
Just turned into this.
Michael Selkinki has suggested a scale drawing of an ant, a baby ant. I think he's suggesting you have a small penis there, Joel.
I think he is. I think,
I think we all know that an ant is anathema to you, and you want to fly. Yes. You should make it look like this, Tom Griffith says, and he sent a picture. And I clicked on the picture, and I was right to, because it's nothing disgusting. It's of a Twister ice cream.
That's actually a really
good
idea.
If you could get like some green and white ink on your penis to make it look like Twister ice cream, I would genuinely love that. I'm going to retweet that, because that's my favourite so far.
That's really nice.
Because also, it's got a red middle.
Yeah.
It's got a red middle, Joel.
It's like my wide urethra.
It's exactly, that is exactly the size of your urethra. You could get it all red, even on your foreskin, green and white, and then when you pull it back, the angry red bell end looks like you've just licked off the outer layer of the twister.
The angry red bell end looks like you've just pulled back the... I don't know what you said, but it was
you've
the best thing.
Off the outer layer of the Twister
that
ice cream.
That is an incredible...
Celia Pakola's getting involved. Brilliant comedian, Celia Pakola. Obviously, so, she is great. So she's obviously taking a little bit of time off writing her amazing shows to get involved. A telescope, she suggests.
I like a telescope and or, the idea that it extends and people can look in it.
Or, no, wait, she's changed her mind, next tweet. Just words, pull in case of emergency. That might be my next favourite.
That's great.
That's really good.
That's great. That's really good.
And someone else, this is also nice. All right. At Matt Gilby has suggested grower in tiny writing. I think that's really good.
That's really
funny.
And
then hopefully if it is a grower, it'll stretch it all out.
That is
good. I think you need to get all of these, man. Your cock's just going to be a mess of ink.
It's just going to be like loads of... It's going to be like loads of words all over it. It's going to be like Simon Fielder's Edinburgh poster, which he's coming in later.
Good link, mate.
Thanks.
Or it's going to be like... I tell you what, I love the film Memento, but you never see his knob, do you?
No.
You
it
never
has a
see
lot of
knob.
Memories on that one.
Yeah, there's so many memories. What do you think the memory would be on there? Because obviously he's got like, don't trust whoever or that stuff tattooed... Buy a map or whatever. What would be?
I think
put it's a the tattoo. Seat. Put the seat down.
I think he's got a tattoo of a twister, like an ice cream, just to contradict the rest of his tattoos.
They should do. That's actually a deleted scene. It's all in black and white. Apart from that, that's the Schindler's List moment that he pulls his knob out and he's got a twister tattooed on it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We get ourselves into some strange conversations, don't we, Joel?
Should we play another song, Ed?
Yes, we'll play another song. Are we talking to the man from Lesfest in the next bit?
The next bit.
We'll be talking to Dave from Lesfest coming up, and Joel is promising not to. Oh God! Right. Okay. What song we got, mate?
Also, I've made a new jingle.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's as good as my last one, but it's for I Beg Your Pardon, which maybe we'll play in a few songs' time.
Yeah. I'd like to.
This is... Should I play the jingle?
Play the jingle, mate.
Okay, this is the jingle.
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I love it. You did it very quickly, but I absolutely love it, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, you are really genuinely talented at that. Let's whack a song on and then we'll talk to Dave from Les first.
What would you like? Would you like Shining, Trap Them, or Strapping Young Lad?
Oh, Trap Them, I think. This is Trap Them, The Fact. This is one of my favourite songs.
Welcome back to the Rock Show on FUBAR Radio. I'm
Trap
Joel
them.
Dobbitt.
Trap Them, The Facts.
That was great,
mate. They've got a new album coming out, but I thought I'd just delve into the back catalogue.
Why not?
This isn't yet the sort of show where we can go, and this is the new one from Trap Them.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of arrogant, like we're doing it as if the band give a shit.
Well, I think you know, we're appealing to the sort of the people to grab them. We're grabbing them, and then soon we can start playing the new tracks.
Yeah, plus I'm trying to introduce people to...
And I think we're doing well with that, mate.
That's a good track to start with.
You're introducing me to start off with. Do you know when we started this show, I liked POD, and now I like Trap Them.
Do you like Trap Them? Did you enjoy that?
I thought it was quite nice.
Quite nice. That is never a way to describe that band.
Because I need stuff to sort of make... I'm not an angry person. I need stuff to make me... I feel like...
Don't you change for anyone, mate.
Thanks, mate. Did I tell you about the situation where I was... I don't get very angry very often, if ever. But the other day, I was driving back from a gig in Cardiff.
Yeah.
And I had a weird gig.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit sort of a weird mood. And then I accidentally turned onto the wrong road, which said no U-turn for 8 miles.
Ah.
And I just, in a moment of anger, I hit the steering wheel and went, fuck! And then I've never been angry before, so immediately...
You've never been angry before?
Immediately was cured by my excitement that I'd got angry. So I was like, fuck! Yay!
Oh, Joel.
It was really, really fun.
I love that no U-turn for 8 miles just made you hit the steering wheel and go, oh, fuck.
That was the moment.
I would have stopped and smashed the windows in my own car. I go, ah, fuck, and hit the steering wheel when the services doesn't have a Marks and Spencers.
Yeah.
I get really angry. We've got a caller.
We have indeed. Oh, that was very loud.
I'm sorry, I tripped over the thing. Is Dave from Lesfest, hello.
Hi there, how are we doing?
Very well, Dave. What's going on? This is you are the organiser of a festival called Lesfest.
Are you the king of the festival?
that's one way of putting it, yeah, but it's not just me. There's a few other people involved. But I did start the festival, this is now our third year, so yeah, 2 years ago.
Wow.
I started the whole event.
Whereabouts is it?
Right, it's in a place called Whiston. Now, you probably won't be familiar with Whiston, but it's kind of south of Glasgow, west of Edinburgh, east of Ayr. I mean, it just sort of sits in the middle of the low part of Scotland.
Equidistant.
It sounds very picturesque, Dave.
Yeah, it's a sort of 56-acre site with a Victorian hunting lodge, and dare I say it, and be so bold, it's a very mini Nebworth.
Oh.
It's that kind of sort of place. It's that kind of vibe.
Is that the vibe, or do you sort of aim to destroy some of that picturesque surroundings with some dirty music and crazy fans?
No, we try to look after the place, actually. We're all very respectful up here. We look after the environment, I do believe. And, well, that's a lot of crap. You need to tidy up the place on the Monday.
Just fuck it up and tidy it up. That's the best way of doing it.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
And it's the... Now, how do you pronounce the full title, Dave? Because we've been calling it Lesfest, which is the name of it, but that's obviously short for something, because every time I've said Lesfest, Joel has been laughing... As if it's
immature.
Yeah, a lot of people laughing at it. Yeah, I understand. It's actually, I live in a village called Les Mahago. Now, again, that's a little obscure mining village in Lanarkshire. And when I started the festival, it was meant to be the Les Mahago Music Festival.
Yeah.
I tried typing that in for a domain name, so I shortened it down. I knew it would be eye-catching and maybe a bit controversial, but yeah, it's now just known as Les Fest.
Do you get anyone turning up expecting some hot girl-on-girl action?
Every year, yeah.
And that's what you want, isn't it, really? That's what you want.
Well, absolutely. And the first year, and I have to be honest and say it was a bit of an extravagance, but we stuck a hot tub in.
Why not?
Just next to one of the bars, and there was some girl-on-girl action later that evening.
Oh, crikey.
Well, to be honest, if I turned up to a festival called Les Fest and there wasn't a hot tub, I would be absolutely livid.
It's a good way of getting people in. It's because, you know, it's a good way of sort of... every time I have a birthday party, I don't go, oh, this is my birthday party. I call it like... a sort of, you know, super swinging sex fest, and then they'll get loads of really great people along.
People are cottoning on now that it is just Joel sat in the corner of a pub drinking by himself. So what sort of bands have you got playing? Is there a specific through line to the genre, or is it just rock and metal? Is it a broad sort of festival?
It's pretty broad. I mean, we do, it's a 3-day festival, and we try vaguely to define each day, in as much as it starts off pretty hardcore and a bit techie and a bit genty at times.
Yeah.
So we've got bands like Bleed From Within playing, Necksilver, I could go through, I mean, we've got Hundreds, Deadly Circus Fire, Cypher 16, Fallen Fate, and Chasm. I mean, it's all quite heavy and fast and furious on the Friday.
Nice.
Then we go
fits in with the name.
Trad metal on the Saturday. So we've got Savage Messiah coming up from London, actually, to headline Saturday evening for us. And we kind of stick to more of a kind of broad type metal music. And then Sunday, we finish off as pretty much mainstream rock. So we've got bands like the Dirty Youth and Falling Red and Massive Wagons, who you guys may not be familiar with. These are all mainly bands from North of England.
Is there a lot of Scottish bands? Do you get a lot of local acts in as well?
Well, we've got a few. Myself and Freddie Valls, who is the guy that works alongside me, we're also involved, briefly with Bloodstock Festival. We do some stuff for them for Metal to the Masses. So
nice.
We go out every week, we're out watching bands. We kind of pick and choose who we think would suit. And there is a good scene in Scotland, so there are a number of Scottish bands, but the people that came to the festival last year were a mixture of Scottish and a lot of people from the north of England. So we've got bands from Newcastle and Manchester and Preston and over to Leeds. And then we go a little bit further afield. In fact, we've got one band, a kind of black metal band called Demonic Resurrection,
nice.
Who are flying in from Mumbai to
play
the festival. And then they're scooting off to Wacken, I do believe, just a few weeks after. They're a pretty big name for us up here, and we're really delighted to have them on. But they're really, again, a kind of hardcore kind of band.
Great.
Not my scene, if I'm being honest. I'm a bit softer than that. I'm old school.
But it's nice to have something for everyone, isn't it, Dave?
That's the kind of thing. Yeah, it's a family event as well.
What sort of music are you into yourself, Dave? You,
well, I'm a bit older than you guys. I mean, I've done my research and you're just a couple of youngsters. So, yeah, I kind of grew up with Uriah Heep and UFO and Judas Priest and the likes of that kind of stuff. So I'm still quite a traditionalist when it comes to my kind of rock and metal music. But that's why I'm really pleased. Savage Messiah, seriously, really good live band.
Yeah.
And they've got sort of Maiden-esque, I hope you don't mind me saying that, but there is a touch of Iron Maiden's about them.
I don't think anyone would mind a Maiden-esque tag.
No, I think it's correct.
But they're right up my street. They are the kind of sort of band I really, really like. And as I say, Friday, some of the stuff's a bit hard for me, but it's not for me. It's not my... Well, it is my festival, but it's not for me.
You're king of the festival, king, mate. We've established that.
Have you ever thought of getting Have you ever thought of getting famous people called Les to like sort of champion the festival? Maybe like come along and open like introduce the bands like Les Dennis and Les Dawson and stuff like that.
Sorry, Dave. I'm just going to stop Joel there. He's remembered two Leses, one of which is Les Dennis. And one of which is Les Dawson, who is obviously not with us anymore.
Oh, damn it.
Joel, can you think of any famous Leses that you'd like to appear at the festival, Dave?
Les Miserables?
Oh, dear. There are not many Leses. The only Les that ever comes to my mind was on the Vic Reeves show, and he was scared from chives.
Yes, I remember.
I don't know if you remember that, Les. I don't even know the real name of the guy. I'd be delighted if he wanted to come up and bring his set square slide reel, whatever he had, and his white lab coat.
I think that'd be a good. I think that'd be a good booking. And as far as I know, he's not up to much.
But, I wouldn't have thought so.
Les Dennis might be a bit more of a
difficult. Too many Lesies around, and when I say Lesies, you know what I mean. People called Les.
Yes, we know what you mean. There's quite a burgeoning scene for the sort of independent rock and metal festivals at the moment. Do you think people are coming away from the bigger sort of package festivals, the Sonospheres and the Downloads and stuff? Are you noticing more festivals splintering off?
I still think that the big ones have a valid place, and I go to some of the big festivals and I really enjoy them. But where they, I believe, have a difficulty is that they're bringing back the same old bands year on year on year.
Yeah.
And sadly then, some of the, dare I say it again, the smaller bands, younger bands, are not getting maybe the opportunity. So I think there is this sort of, again, underground movement where there are festivals a bit more localised, certainly a bit smaller, a lot more cost effective or cheaper, if you want to put it that way. And you give bands a chance to play to a reasonable sized crowd and a headline slot, and it's good for them, it's good for us, and yeah, it seems to be quite popular. So
I think there's
the only one
just
up here. I mean, there is really nothing literally north of Manchester when it comes to this type of thing. So that's our USP. We are the Scottish Metal Festival.
Because I went to the only what's the big festival
Rockness.
In Scotland? Rockness. I went to Rockness.
Rockness.
Yeah, I went there and I did stand-up comedy there. And I don't know whether your festival is like that, but festivals in Scotland are just mental. Like, mental. Like, I was doing stand-up comedy about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and everyone was utterly destroyed by that point. Like, they were so drunk. And I was like, this is unbelievable. It's 1 o'clock. What are you doing? It's 1 o'clock and it's Saturday. You peaked too soon, guys. And, yeah, it was just...
No, we've got a lot of stamina. I didn't see too many people drop out too early last year. By Monday, there was a lot of very, very tired faces. But, we pretty much party on for 3 solid days. And we don't have any problems. We people just come up and they do party hard, but these are people that work hard and they love it.
They deserve it.
I find that there's less trouble at rock and, well, no, mainly metal gigs and festivals than there would be at sort of an indie or more sort of pop-based thing. I think it's because they're genuinely there for the music. They love the music and everyone feels like they're on the same page. More of a community.
This is absolute truth. Just before you called me, I was on to the local police just to sort a couple of things out for a license for this year.
Yeah.
And they can't commend us highly enough because they know the type of people we attract. They come along, they get pissed. Can I say pissed? Sorry, too late.
Yeah. Say whatever you like.
They get a bit drunk, but they don't cause any bother. They'll sit in a field all day long and listen to the music and then go away and fall asleep and do it all again the next day.
Perfect.
So, it's a really, really good crowd. Very loyal, very faithful to this type of music, which is good. They come along just to have a good time. It's fantastic.
Pricks that listen to Nicki Minaj, that's what you got to look out for.
Well, thanks very much. It was a lovely speech to you, Dave. So we'll give the festival a massive plug. It's Friday the 27th of June until Sunday the 29th of June at Whiston Lodge, Lanarkshire, Scotland. How's that for a plug?
Yeah, that's the very place. That sounds fantastic.
And is there a website? What's the website, Dave?
You know that. Yeah, the website's www.les-fest.co.uk.
Put the hyphen in, otherwise you get a very different festival.
You will get not the site you were looking for, but that's not to say you'll be disappointed.
You'll eventually get to where you're supposed to be going, but you'll enjoy the journey. But quickly before you go, Dave, we've been asking people what Joel should have tattooed on his penis. Do you have any suggestions?
A long vehicle.
A long vehicle.
Excellent.
Thanks,
Tim. Perfect.
Lovely to speak to you.
Perfect. I mean, okay, I've got a wide urethra, so if anything, wide load would be more apt.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers, mate. Speak to you soon.
Bye. No, I really appreciate it. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
That was Dave from Les Fest.
Great. Dave. It sounds like a really lovely festival.
What a lovely man. What a lovely man. So go along to that. Ed, what should we have another tune, mate?
We should have another tune. We've had some more ideas, obviously, for your penis.
Should we give me a few and then we'll go?
A lollipop, like the Fruit Pastels ice lolly.
Like that?
Do you like it? It's from Kayla.
What a prick.
And she said she'd share some almonds with me. Those are like almonds, but it sounded more sexual than she intended. Good. So we've spoken to a real person about music.
Yeah.
At no point did you laugh at Les Fest.
I was really, like, I felt really professional doing that.
Right, let's have a song, and then I think we've got another caller. So let's do it. What have you got, man?
I've got, again, another new one that I found on the tubes. Is that what people are calling YouTube these days?
Just put it on, mate.
Just YouTubes? This is of Mice and Men. Do you know Mice and Men? Do you like them?
Yes.
Okay. I just feel like I've sort of introed this really badly.
Come on, let's have a bit of metalcore.
That was of Mice and Men.
Yes, I quite enjoyed that.
Yes!
I like some metalcore, I find. I feel like it's a guilty pleasure, but I quite enjoy it.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
It's not pure metals, but I still enjoy it. Thank you.
What was that? Was that German?
Yes, go on.
Okay.
Go on, I think it was German, yes. I've gone slightly mad, Joel. It's because we're getting into the last hour, and I usually just go slightly insane in the last hour.
It just all goes a bit offbeat, doesn't it?
Because I came in and I thought, well, we know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about crazy stuff that happens on stage at metal gigs, right? But now, the majority of correspondence we're getting is all based around what you should have tattooed on your penis.
And pictures are very commonplace.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Not, I mean, of my penis.
No, not of your penis. Yeah, they are commonplace.
No.
John Hughes just simply suggests a penis.
Simple.
Spring Day suggests the happiest place on earth in Walt Disney font. People have got big ideas about how long your penis is. It's wide, people. It's not long.
It's wide.
It's very wide, very flat.
Put into perspective as well that my feet are, well, basically, right, so let me tell you, my feet are like basically 7, 6.5.
Right.
Very small feet.
You are taking the piss, aren't
you? No. Look at my feet.
Oh, my God.
I have tiny feet.
You have size 7 feet.
I have size 7 feet. And also...
But how tall are you? You're about the same height as me.
I'm like 6 foot, yeah.
How do you stay upright?
Like, when it's windy, it's hard.
You've got size... This is a genuine revelation for me, everyone. Joel has got size 7 feet.
I've got size 7 feet. And so what I did... Right, and so basically, child size is 5.5.
Right.
So what I'm doing at the moment is I'm buying shoes... that are too small for me. So yeah. These I bought some new ones yesterday and they're size 6.
Right, but that's
and
not...
And so I'm just trying to geisha it and just try and get it down to 5.5 so I can, you know, so I can buy charges.
So you've got a tiny penis is what you're saying as well, is it?
But they're really wide.
Very flat, very
they're
flat. Really,
they're basically
wide.
Hooves.
Yeah. Joel's got a dick like a place. We've got we've got a caller on the line, haven't we, Joel?
Yeah, we have. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Not to say anything about the caller. It's going to be absolutely lovely. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mark?
It is.
Hello, Mark. Nice to see you. For
you're live on The Rock Show, Mark.
How does it feel?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Wait and see how it goes. And then,
yeah, let's let this bed in. Let's let you get used to this a little bit.
What are you up to today, Mark?
I'm supposed to be working. So.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming away from that to enjoy us.
What do you do, Mark? What are you dossing from now?
I can't say too much. I'll wait, won't I?
Oh, that's true.
All right.
Is Mark a fake name as well?
No.
No, I mean it could be anyone. So, do you want to give us your second name?
Do you want to give us your?
That's the whole point of giving my first name. No.
No, just Mark. Just Mark will do. Do you want to give us the? What's the gentle genre of your job? Just push us in the right direction, mate.
Media.
Media. Media. Just media.
Do you work for FUBAR?
No.
You said no as if that was a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't take that job, mate.
Thank you very much. Good, Mark. Well, I'm glad you're taking some time off work to call in. What have you got to tell us about? Have you seen a crazy thing on stage?
I've got three examples, actually.
That is marvellous.
Love it. This is great. This is probably where you got a
good
job.
Should we do it as a countdown? We'll start with number three. Coming in at number three.
Okay, so is that in order of disgustingness?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
So number three is possibly well known, I don't know. It happened in 1989 at Reading Festival. And Hooky, Peter Hook from New Order, I don't know why, whether it was anger or just artistic expression, whether he was just trying to mimic Hendrix at Monterey, but he came on with Cook's lighter fluid and sprayed it all over his bass and the amps and set fire to them on stage at Reading.
Right. That always annoys me, that sort of thing, because it seems cool and it seems crazy, but I just think you are wasting good equipment there.
Yeah, and I think it's uncool now. I think it's uncool.
Oh, yeah, you went like number two either then.
In the current economical crisis, you know, there's people in the audience who would enjoy that guitar that they're smashing up at the end of their gig.
Yeah, I'd much prefer it if he took his guitar and just handed it to a needy person.
Because that's what I like in a rock band, charity.
Yeah, that's. But I get it. It's a rock and roll thing, spraying it over. But I suppose that you have to think about that. You've brought the lighter fluid. You've taken that. You're going to, at the end of this, I'm going to set fire to loads of stuff.
Yeah.
So what's number two then, Mark?
Number two happened in my hometown of Oxford. Okay. And it was the first time I attended what you'd call, a local gig.
Yeah.
And it was a band called Shake Appeal.
Nice. And great name for band.
AD Vines, who then went on to join Swerve Driver.
I've not heard of Swerve Driver.
You're metal fans, aren't you? Mm. Swerve Driver was signed to Creation Records, you know, Alan McGee's ex-label.
Okay.
And they were kind of, they got roped into shoegaze, but that was just because they were from Oxford and their bands like Ride Around at the time. But they were more successful in the States because they were, I guess it was kind of surf stroke grunge kind of music.
So it was around that. It was around that grunge.
Yes, but it's before grunge really happened. Yeah. So they were quite successful in the States. Anyway, when I saw their predecessors, Shake Appeal, on stage in Oxford, AD Vines turned round while he was playing, and let's just say he sprayed his amplifier with something, and it wasn't lighter fluid.
He just fully
basically pissed on his own.
Went for a piss.
I'm not sure if I can say that on air or not.
Yeah, you definitely absolutely. Can. You can say whatever you like. Okay. I mean, that's amazing. What I've been led to believe, I've been discussing this on Twitter recently, actually, that when you're on stage. The adrenaline means that you don't need a piss or a shit when you're doing it. That's what I've been led to believe, that Dr. Theatre takes care of
it. He was all out of adrenaline then.
Right, yeah, it's obviously, it all just dipped. He wasn't enjoying, the adrenaline wasn't at a peak and he just thought, oh God.
I think the beer had hit and the adrenaline had died off. So.
I shouldn't have had all that Ovaltine before I came on. And then just, and then sprayed everywhere. Because I've never once needed to go to the toilet on stage or gone for a shit or anything like that.
But right before, I'm like, I definitely need it. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then I go on stage and I'm fine.
And did you say he did it on his amp?
Yeah, pissed on his own amp,
Wow.
And did that short
not great in terms of health and safety. No, I was going to say.
Electrocution right up the middle of the old penis. Okay, that's number two. So the next one is more disgusting. I'm looking forward to this. What's number one?
Yeah, but people might know this one, I don't know. It's probably a little bit more commonly known just because it was like literally out there. And this happened at Reading Festival in 1992. It involved L7.
Ah, I think we might have heard this one. Yeah. Is this the...
you've had this one already, have you?
Is this the tampon incident?
Yeah, it is.
Joel suggested... Now, I don't know what your opinion on this is, Mark. Joel suggested that this was planned and it was like a heckle put down. That she had a tampon that she'd put red ink on and had it tucked down her pants and then threw it at them. But I'm you might know
whether it is or it isn't. I still think it's probably top of the pops.
Yeah. It's definitely top of the pops for sure.
People are still talking about it.
Sorry, I didn't realize you'd already had that one. I didn't mention that when I spoke to your researcher.
Don't worry about it. It's worth talking about again.
Well, it's nice that you're a keen listener, Mark.
Do you think that tampon now exists in a particularly poor branch of the Hard Rock Cafe?
I don't know, but I'm just looking. All of these I had to look up to prove that I wasn't having fake memories of my age and stuff. Yeah. Wikipedia are referring to it as the most unsanitary piece of rock memorabilia in history. I don't know where that quote comes from.
I thought you were going to be the most.
Which is ironic because it is a sanitary yeah. Product, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose you do completely destroy the definition of a sanitary product by using it.
I guess there's a before and after on that one too.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Well, that's lovely. Well, thanks for calling in about the dirty tampons. Oh, you might know this actually. Is it? I heard that L7 used to throw out a golden condom when they were on stage, and whoever caught it. Got to go backstage and have sex with one of them.
I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, neither would I. If they're doing that bloody tampon, quite literally, that bloody tampon sort of stuff.
Quite literally.
I wouldn't put the golden condom past them. Thank you very much for calling in, Mark.
No worries.
Enjoy the rest of your day in the entire media.
In the entirety of media. Are you a producer?
No, you'll never guess.
I'm going to guess.
Are you in some sort of... Are you music-based? Because you have a lot of music knowledge.
X music, no longer music.
Joel, we're not having a new section where you guess a caller's job. Thanks very much for calling in, Mark. Thank you. Good luck.
No worries. Enjoy your day. Bye.
It's clearly an assassin. That was Mark. That was Mark with some lovely music knowledge and stuff that's happened in mental festivals.
We've had a request to play "Jesus Built My Hot Rod" by Ministry, but we can't really do requests because we sort of. Plan all the songs out in advance, but I reckon we can play it next week.
I reckon we'll put it on the list. Write it down, mate.
That's a banging track. I'm going to write that down right now. "Jesus Built My Hot Rod" by Ministry. Joel should get his penis totally covered in black ink. It's proper metal.
Yeah.
Proper metal.
Like the bassist from Rage Against the Machine's Arms.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have a...
And I mean, you know... Just a tiny Rage Against the Machine's arm. And then also get the bases from Rage Against the Machine tattooed on my right thigh.
Yeah.
With another arm coming out the other side.
That would be genuinely amazing. And he would look like a little Jeremy Beadle version of himself. Perfect. So we've got Simon Fielder coming in for the last hour in a few minutes. But we're going to have another track first, aren't we, Joel?
Yeah. Is it my turn?
No, we just had Advice and Men.
That was yours, wasn't it?
We got another one of my tracks. Let's have Shining.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Shining.
Welcome back.
Joel, a slight panic there. Joel's done so well in being slick and turning all the tracks off. Simon Field is with us in the studio and he's had to shut the door himself. That is the sort of man he is. He don't need nobody to shut the door for him.
I'm used to that level of executive service. The door that it makes this noise... In a radio.
Yeah, it's, but I mean, this FUBAR is falling apart from within.
The whole building is coming apart.
That's Gaunt. That's John Gaunt comes in. He just kicks the fucking door open.
Yeah, he doesn't use
handles.
Right,
let's do some fucking radio.
No.
That's what he does.
Jesus. Doesn't he shut the door behind him? Don't let no one more in.
Right, yeah. Okay. He is a stable mate. I'm not getting involved in these sorts of discussions.
Okay.
Thanks for joining
us,
Simon.
Just heard he's very right wing.
Yeah, okay.
Lovely to be here. Yeah. I'm sure he's a delightful man.
Yeah.
Seen Ashley Hames' penis, though.
What?
Have you?
Yeah, on the telly all the time, isn't it?
Who's Ashley Hames?
Is he still on FUBAR? Was doing a show on FUBAR.
Already?
No, he's not. No, he's not anymore. He's not anymore.
So we can talk about his penis.
I don't know if you've ever met a person in real life and been like, oh, hello, I've seen your penis.
Well, I've got an interest in weird opener. Ashley Hames, which I've said on air before.
Is that what he called his penis? The weird opener.
He did put it in some weird places because he used to do a show called Sin Cities, Joel.
Okay.
On Bravo, where he would go around. It's sort of like a sexy Louis Theroux.
Get his dick smashed up by people all around the world.
Wow.
And I had a weird thing with him because that was sort of when I was about 13, 14. You know, when you're flicking through the channels. And you're looking for basically...
Bad choice of
flicking was a bad start for that.
Through the chat, well, it's about to get worse. It's about to, innuendo is a long-distant memory in this story. And you see, you're looking for boobs.
Yeah.
You're looking for fannies. You're looking for anything that you can...
satellite TV.
Euro trash. That was a classic.
Touch your 14-year-old penis to. And it was mine, so I'm allowed to say that.
Mm.
The amount of times I've accidentally come to Ashley Hames' face.
Oh, God.
So there we go.
That escalated so fast.
Yeah.
Story.
That was just, I was like 945, a really nice...
pleasant this. So, thanks for joining us, Cy Fielder.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for having me.
What have you been up to?
To get invited in at the last minute.
Yeah.
I know. It's just because everyone else lets us down.
It's
and
a
you're
shame
a rock.
That, like, no more famous people are available or really like rock music, isn't it?
It's more for the fact it's bad admin more than anything.
Bad admin.
But fine. You know, I think you're great, mate.
You know, I'm always delighted to be here and talk about rock music.
We've got some. I think we've got a lot of Simon Fielder-esque choices coming up.
I haven't been listening on the way here, unfortunately. But I was listening to Bury Tomorrow on the way here.
That's nice.
Is their new their new one
famously from Bury St Edmunds?
They're from Southampton.
See, Joe, you bring something to the dynamic.
You know, it's pretty fun, right? We're all having fun.
See, what I like about this is we both like Simon coming in for different reasons. You like him coming in because you can talk to him about the same sort of music from back when Simon remembers it. Yeah. You know? But I can talk to him about actual music that happens now. And we'll have a discussion about it.
I never thought about that before, that we have super bonded over that like early 2000s music, but that is where you're...
Me and Ed have not bonded. We're still working on the whole bonding thing.
The dynamic is way off.
Yeah.
Way off.
You wanted something Norwegian. That was a Norwegian track we just played.
Oh, really?
It was in English. It was Shining, yeah.
Oh.
Not to be... they are a black jazz band. That's the name of the genre. They started off as a jazz
black
band.
Black jazz?
Black jazz, all one word.
Oh,
they
wow.
started off as a genuine jazz band, then introduced elements of black metal, and now they're that.
That's incredible.
Wow.
The lead singer plays a saxophone.
What?
They're really awesome.
I really wish I'd listened to that more.
Not to be confused with another band called Shining. They're a death metal band from Sweden.
Oh, wow. That's that classic thing.
I'm more into the sort of orchestral metal from that part of the world.
Oh, yeah?
Nightwish.
No, you like a bit of Nightwish, do you?
Nightwish.
Yeah, sure. You like anything with a nice
anything
lady.
Anything with a really beautiful woman singing in an operatic way.
That music was good. Can I just double check? Does the lady have a period dress and dyed black hair?
What's the lace situation? I'm in.
Joel's laughing along like he understands what we're talking about.
Lacuna coil.
Italian.
It'll do. We've got 36 Crazy Fist and Taproots coming up.
Big fan of both of those bands.
Yeah.
We've been talking about what Joel should have tattooed on his penis.
Oh, well, great.
Do you have any suggestions?
Have any suggestions there? Straight up?
I mean, that's what maybe like...
or down.
Yeah.
Or down.
You're getting it done straight up or down?
I mean, how would you do it?
Get it stretched out and then get a word that abbreviates really well.
Yeah, yeah. Like laugh out loud and then goes down to lol.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Or maybe an accordion.
Yes.
Stretches out and then every time you get an erection, you go...
Or a slinky for when you fall down the stairs.
That would be genuinely lovely.
You'd just be like, what's your party trick? Watch this. What are you doing?
Because when I get an erection, and then it continues to crawl up my body.
While we've been discussing Joel's penis, we've actually had some lovely facts about his penis.
Wow. Yeah. He's sent in facts.
Yeah, no. People who've seen it have sent in going, that's weird, you should get that looked at. Joel has a very wide urethra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually have a bit in my Edinburgh show about urethral diameter. That's
do you?
A true
oh, really?
Fact.
You know,
tell
a lot of my
it.
Edinburgh show is about my penis.
Oh,
like
is
penis.
It?
That room, me and
that
Simon are in
so
the same
penis.
Room.
Oh, no, it's so much penis in one room.
I mean, if we say penis enough, that room is actually going to smell of penis.
Yeah. Well, Lloyd's in it before us. So
oh, yeah.
Almost
yeah.
definitely will smell.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Lloyd Griffith will have his penis out.
What do you know about urethral diameter?
I just think it's sort of directly proportional to how manly you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I mean, mine's really wide. So what does that mean?
You're the exception that proves the rule.
Yes, I am.
I know why yours is wide, because we've had other facts.
I'm the albino black sheep.
Joel used to have a tight foreskin. And
did you have to get it snippetied?
No, I did.
He
this
did.
Is why I did. I had to get Joel's penis snipped.
You're like to-do list.
Joel used to stretch it in the bath every day for 6 months.
Six months.
Getting his fingers in and like pulling
pushing
it back.
An orange
and
underneath.
Like. That might have been it. You might have grabbed your urethra at the same time and stretched it all out at once.
Yeah, I put stuff in it, like see how, like try and get an extra almond in a day and stuff.
Dear 14, 7
but
almonds.
It was really painful as well. I don't want you to sort of think that it was.
Yeah, that's what you like, salted almonds. That's the problem.
Did a doctor recommend you stretch it?
No, actually, a friend did.
Oh.
A friend
well, that's
did.
The best way,
friend.
Isn't it?
A friend was like,
you know,
that's
when things just
do.
Get a bit quiet at a coffee morning and you
whack some nuts down it. Yeah, cheers. Cheers, Dave. Will do.
I just sit in a warm bath, like really warm,
yeah.
And that sort of, you know, makes it better.
I think when you say sit in a bath, no one expects it to be a cold bath.
No, true.
That's had to be
could
true.
Be custard if it's a comic relief vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, do not stretch your foreskin for comic relief.
Like, if you're in a bath of baked beans, that is not the time.
Yeah.
Although, actually, you can fit as many beans in as possible. That actually doubles up.
This show is horrible. horrible today.
Yeah,
has
really
this
is.
Been what it's been like before I got here?
The entire
well?
Show.
It's really penis-y.
Also, we spoke to a man who runs a rock and metal festival in Scotland called Les Fest, and Joel couldn't stop laughing. So
not wow. stop laughing.
Wow.
Tom Blaxland.
a genuine festival.
Called Les Fest.
Called Les Fest. He was a really lovely man. It sounds like a really good festival. And I just couldn't hold it together, mate. I suggested that maybe you should get people to open the festival called Les, like Les Dawson.
Sure.
Yeah. Who is a dead man?
Les Dennis.
Les Miserable. That was my other suggestion.
So Les Dennis is the only person we can come up with called Les.
Yeah.
In real life.
Tom Blaxland's got in contact. Not many people have been getting in contact about metal bands' names.
It's just
today.
Mainly penis.
It's mainly
now.
Dick
it's
stuff.
It's honestly mainly dick stuff.
It's
we decided
not our fault.
Joel's actually going to have. Just to bring it up to speed, everyone who's been listening knows this. You know the Twister ice creams.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big fan
it's
going to
have those the sort of red and the green and white lines tattooed round.
Nice,
all the way to the end. Yeah. And then when he retracts, it'll be like a red angry bell, and it's like he's licked the outer layer off.
Perfect.
Tom Blaxland has said, "I was in possibly the three least metal bands ever to grace the youth music clubs of East Sussex. The first was called Pollen of the Industry. I can't get any meaning out of that."
No idea. Bees travel. They move it from
They spread
place
around.
To place.
They're all.
They
they're everywhere.
Flowers.
Yeah.
The second was titled simply Chalet.
Chalet. God, they sound like a sort of Britpop band from 2001.
Yeah. It could be Chalet.
Yeah. No, it's definitely Chalet.
It's
Joel.
Definitely Chalet. Okay.
It's they're from East Sussex and they're called Chalet.
Yeah. They're definitely like all at a nice private school.
Yeah.
They're all like classically trained musicians. Yeah.
They all wear Jack Wills.
Yeah.
We'll be going on first before Gomez.
Gomez.
And possibly my least successful musical outfit was called Destination Funk.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, I could play you.
They were derailed.
Right. When I once went and stayed in a chalet.
Yeah.
Right. Classic.
Good link.
Classic. And I was with some people that I was with a girlfriend, with my friend and his girlfriend, and another person I didn't know. And the other person I didn't know, he was a massive bellend. Like, I had to stretch him in the bath every day. And he was really annoying. And then the boyfriend and the girlfriend just argued the entire time.
Right.
And we got a really cheap chalet. And we realised it was cheap when we got there because it was like an hour's walk to anywhere.
Oh, no.
Like, and with snowboard and skis and everything. We didn't have a car. It was ridiculous. And so what I did, and this is how I learned how to make my amazing jingles, as I just sat on GarageBand and made songs. And I made some pretty good tunes.
Like from, like your Edinburgh song from last year?
Yeah, from this year.
Is it from this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, so, spoiler alert.
I'm going to play one through the thing.
This is when you made this in a sad chalet.
Yeah, right. I made this in a sad chalet. I haven't thought this through, so I can't find it.
Oh, God.
So talk about something interesting.
Well, I've got it right now.
Are you just doing material on the show now?
No.
Is this a different one?
This is, okay, right. There's three different ones. It's called Funk Don't Lie.
I'd rather listen to Taproot if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm unsure of which I prefer.
Do want to hear it.
Funk Don't Lie.
Funk
Morzine. That's where we were.
Dude, I made a song about Morzine.
Really?
Real talk.
We have so much in common.
It's
totally
what you both made.
I made
songs
a hip-hop
about,
song about Morzine.
About the same.
Sent it to all my friends who I stayed in a chalet there with.
This is the most middle-class thing that's ever happened. You two both made a song about the same ski resort.
Oh, God, I wish I had access to it right now.
We could have a Morzine off.
You could have given us a lift to the place because it took us an hour. We got Funk Don't Lie, Morzine, or Safe as Fuck. Which song would you like?
Safe as
Obviously
Fuck.
Obviously Safe as Fuck.
Definitely
it's got a swear in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, okay. I don't know what this one's like. I haven't heard these for many.
This whole show every week is Joel playing things through his phone or a cassette player we had last week.
We had a cassette. I played a cassette. Okay, right. This is playing through a phone into the microphone. So this
modern
is
radio. GarageBand samples.
Yeah.
Safe as fuck.
This is the sound of a really depressed individual.
Yeah. This is Jonathan Davis in the shower.
Wow.
Wow. You were having a really bad trip, weren't
really
you?
Really bad ski holiday.
That's enough of that.
There you go, mate.
It's that square pusher.
There you go.
That was me by myself in a chalet in like.
Oh, it's still going.
That's the next one.
Mike's emailed in to say, I was in a terrible band called Orbis Vorbis.
Very strong, guys.
We were touring around toilet venues in the Northwest and decided to get some pyrotechnics to add to our amazing show. We've also been talking about like mental stage stuff that happens, like at Rammstein and Gwar and things like that. When
Dick
we played Fire. Carlisle, the Dick Fire, all of that sort of stuff. Our roadie turned up with the shittest indoor fireworks. Really pathetic. We set them off at the front of the stage. All that happened was smoke and a strange worm turd thing started to grow. I think it's just a wisp of smoke probably. The drummer then stuck a sparkler up his arse. We had to take him to A&E as he had burnt his arse cheeks. The crowd, 25 people, found this hilarious. Joel should get a picture of Jesus on his penis.
P.S.
I think you should only stick a sparkler up your ass if you've got 30 plus audience members.
Yeah, definitely. That's the minimum, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be a point where
that's the tipping point.
Yeah.
There's no workshopping in a sort of.
Well, we're all here, guys. Why don't we just pop a sparkler in and just sort of see what sticks? Oh, it's welded my ass cheeks together.
Oh, God.
Should we? We've got to play. We're playing two games with Simon, aren't we?
Yeah, so, we are. We've got to get through them. I'm so sorry.
We've got about 26 minutes left of the show.
Good Lord.
We need to play I Beg Your Pardon.
Let's play I Beg Your Pardon. Should we play I Beg Your Pardon now? We've also got Which Metal to play as well.
Yeah.
Both of which I have made jingles for.
Right. Okay. Well, let's play I Beg Your Pardon and let's hear that jingle again.
Right. Wait, okay.
You made this jingle.
So, and we are genuinely playing it now, aren't we?
Yeah,
so
we
it's
are,
actually
yeah.
really feels yeah. quite genuine. Right. Okay. Ready. This is, we're just about to play this game because you don't have to say it because it's in the jingle.
Yeah.
That's what our jingle's.
Go okay. on.
I beg your pardon.
Genuinely good.
Wow.
Genuinely
That's
good.
That's it.
So wow. this is my feature. I beg your pardon. I've brought in a song that
like
I'm going
to start of it.
I made this.
I like that song.
Yeah. Do you know who it is? 36 Crazy Fists.
Oh, it's Fists. Of course it is.
Oh,
sorry, Ed.
It's all right. I love that jingle. I brought in a song which I'm going to play Joel and Simon now. They are going to try and work out as many lyrics as possible. Do you remember this?
I remember this one.
You remember this
one?
I
did not do well at this last time.
Well, neither did Joel, so it was fine. Do you have a pen?
Well, last week,
no,
last week we had an absolute travesty because we played the game and then Ed realised that there was nowhere on the internet that had the lyrics.
Oh,
and
bad
so
research.
There was nothing.
I've done this in advance now.
Okay.
I've worked out.
Which,
trying to find you a pen.
Which song are we going to play?
I believe it's a song by the band Exhumed.
Yeah, we've got it, mate. We've bloody got it.
So let's
I was really hoping it might be like, I know this one!
Yeah, no, you will not
a
know.
Chance.
They are an excellent death metal outfit. I believe this is from their most recent album, Necrocracy.
Guys, play along at home!
Or on CFAX page 324.
Okay, this is Exhumed. I'm not going to. I know the name
so
of the
So we should
song.
Say the title. It's Coins Upon Their Eyes.
Coins Upon Their Eyes.
Can we get points for that?
No, because then you'll
no
just both
coins.
Get them, won't you?
Okay.
So there's no points.
Let's put
so.
Coins Upon Their Eyes so we've both it. Got those points.
And enjoy this song as well. It's an absolute belter.
Okay, right. So why is it called? Why is it a belter? Is that because back in the old days people used to actually belt people to.
Pop song? The song on, Joel.
Okay. There we go. That was the Exhumed with Coins Upon the Eyes.
Just Exhumed. Stop putting the.
Don't add the.
Simon Field has had to swap microphones. Apparently he was sounding very off mic on the last one.
Sorry about that.
Which
I mean,
is a shame because we got some absolute gold.
Yeah. So does that mean people will have missed that?
Yeah.
Also, I'm really far away from both of you now and I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't feel part of it at all.
And it also meant you missed the beginning of the lyrics of that song. And it's very important because we're playing I Beg Your Pardon. Joel, you've got to, you're going to put the thing on?
Yeah, wait. Here we go. It's really great.
I beg your pardon, I beg your pardon, I beg your pardon.
So this is our feature, I beg your pardon. Joel and Simon both listened to that song and they wrote down any words that they could make out. Rules as ever, if you get one word, that's 1 point. If you get two words in a row, that's 5 points. If you get three words in a row, that's 10 points and it'll double, double, double all the way as we go up.
I don't think there's any danger of making double figures points-wise.
So who wants to go first with their first guess at a word or words?
You go first, mate.
You want me to take this one?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Coins upon the eyes.
Yeah.
Not counting that.
We've been through that.
Okay, little running into a little bit of trouble already. All right, I'm going to go pretty bold on this one with Eagles on a Quest.
That is great.
I think you know
I'm
that's not
sure
right.
I'm pretty sure that is in there, Edward.
I mean, you know that is not a death metal thing to sing about Eagles on a Quest.
Eagles on a Quest. Metal. Come on.
Eagles on a Quest is more a thing of, for a power metal band to sing about.
Yeah.
Ed Guy, Sonata Arctica, bands like that.
Wow.
Eagles on a Quest.
Eagles on a Quest.
No, Eagles on a Quest is not... is not in this song. No.
Okay, well, I mean, if I can, actually, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Eagles
on a Quest.
Okay, I mean, this is definitely
on a Quest. No? I mean, we're pretty sure it was in there.
I mean, Eagles do go on a Quest.
They love a Quest,
they
don't they?
Love a Quest.
John, stop when stalling.
The winter. Did anyone else have that magazine called Quest when they were younger? Okay, no. So there was a...
I could never read it because the Eagles were sat on it the whole time.
Oh, no.
Right, I think the first lyric was... Go.
Go.
Was it like, go?
No.
Okay, right. But then the second... No, that's a count. That's a count. That's a count.
Two for two.
That's a count, right. The second one I'm going to go for, and I'm pretty sure this isn't wrong. Is
but the
wrong.
Thing is, even if go was in here, I can't give it to you because you specified that it was the first lyric, but I don't think go is in here.
The next one I'm going to go with, and I'm pretty sure this is wrong, but I genuinely heard this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring your tea.
You yeah, two are sure not thinking logically about
pretty
this.
Sure well, because when you go on a quest with an eagle, you
no,
can't
but
bring
that's not it, Nigel!
If there's one thing eagles will not tolerate if they're on a quest,
go
it's
on
a lack
quest
of tea.
With an eagle, bring your tea. Get
bring
your,
tea on a quest. All right, I'm going to absolutely smash it out of the park with this one.
Right, here okay, we go.
Go
so,
go.
Safe to say, bring your tea.
Not
no.
in there? Didn't make it.
Okay, no. Fuck you guys.
All right, this is definitely in there.
All right.
Never forget.
Oh, nice.
Now, this obviously I need to hunt for. The others I didn't even...
Yeah.
Not John.
Because, I mean...
Yeah, someone's got to drag this back to the realms of possibility.
No. And I don't
I
think
actually
anyone is.
Don't think...
No one's going to forget this quest right. Because, you know...
Somebody get the exhumed. Get exhumed on the phone.
Never forget.
Hello?
Sorry, what are you up to?
On a quest! People say we're a death metal band, but I'm really disabled.
And then it's just this in the background. Sorry, we're just having some tea.
The Eagles got my tea.
I'd never forget.
This is like the worst artist
never
episode
forget
of all time.
It's not in there. You guys are absolutely
it's
tanking
definitely
this
in there.
Today. It's not, man.
Oh, come on, come
it's
on.
It's not. Never forget is not in there.
All right. Well, that's two.
Okay. Right. Ones. Right. I'll give you two. I've got quite a long list, so I'm going to give you two.
Yeah.
First one. Dream. Just a word.
Just the word dream.
Just the word dream. Is that in there anywhere?
Not the way you say it, it's not. Like,
dream. Dreams on the quest with an eagle, get some tea.
You're writing a completely different song.
Very
Dream's
different
not
song.
In
Dream's
here.
Not in there. Fuck's sake, mate. I definitely
I really
heard
thought,
Dream.
I thought this
I'm
going to
counter
was...
with Die.
Die is in there. Die is in there.
Yes.
Die is in there a lot. Die times four opens every chorus.
Yes,
oh,
of
mate.
Course it does.
Yeah.
How did I not get that?
That's 1 point for you, Simon Fielder.
Okay. Next one I've got Wheel of Death.
You go big on these, man.
I got Upon the Wheel of Death.
Ah!
That's got me
right.
If we both heard it.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. I'm sorry.
Oh, I've got to go to the bloody adjudicator.
Upon the Wheel of Death. I really should learn these or
yes,
something before.
Or like even read them once before the feature.
I did read them once. I'd read these every night before bed.
As I lay me down to sleep,
Eagle on a Quest! On the Wheel of Death with your tea.
No, Wheel of Death is not.
What?
A,
what?
But
we both got it.
Wheel is.
Oh, wheel is.
Wheel unbent.
Wheel of cheese.
So I get 1 point for wheel.
No, because you went with Wheel of Death.
Well, why can't? Why should I just go for single words then?
Well, you should. Tactics is wheel unbent.
What have we learnt? Wheel unbent.
Okay, come on, guys.
I've only got one more.
Go on then.
And it's Pray to Die.
Right. Okay, you've gone with Die again.
Yeah, you can't get a point from that. He's already got that. So Pray 2 is essentially
all right,
what's
I'll
going
have
for.
Pray 2
but if he's got three together then it's obviously
no,
triple
but
big
score.
Points.
It's Pay to Die.
Fuck those guys!
You should have worked it out because it's called Coins Upon the Eyes.
Of course!
Yes, it makes
Joel,
sense!
Joel, your last
They're
one,
They're talking
please.
About the afterlife.
Guys, you've got to learn to enunciate.
I'm sorry.
It's just like the Cookie Monster is yeah. in this band. Or Scooby-Doo.
Okay, yeah. Right. So you've got 1 point right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 1 point. So essentially, I need 1 point out of the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 suggestions.
You only
that
get
I
one
have.
More suggestion.
What?
One more suggestion, what, mate.
Why?
Because this feature is spinning wildly out of control. Get in the water!
I've got choices. Right, I'm going to just list them out.
You pick one.
Oh, fuck, mate. At one point, I've just written guitar solo.
Yeah, 2 points for that.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, that happened.
Guitar solo.
Two in a row.
Okay, right. Right, I'll take you through them.
Okay, take me through them.
Vile Team.
Great name for a band, though.
Yeah, keep going, mate.
I've written Quest.
Quest again. Really keen to get
I've
that
written
there.
Quest, but I don't think I suggested Quest. You suggested Quest, so I heard it as well. So
you and I both have the same like hearing attunement. Yeah, that's a word.
Next one, All the Other Dead.
I put that as well.
No!
It's like Countdown.
It's so fun.
If I'll just show it to Giles Brandreth in Dictionary Corner. If you can see that, I did the same working with All the Other Dead.
All the Other Dead, I don't think is in there. I don't know.
Mate,
what you would have.
What,
me and you listening to a different song?
Yeah, I think maybe.
You were listening to Exhumed Coins on Their Eyes, right?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We were listening to The Tombs' Coin Surprise.
It's some say that death is dead.
Eugene Tombs.
It's all undertaking, too much overhead, but in sooth, I'm in the red. In my deathbed, I repose obscenely overfed. That's what you should have said.
I was going to say that as well, but I just wrote down Eagle.
Well, I love
Quest.
That feature because it gives me an excuse to play some really heavy music.
Well, Simon won this game. Jingle.
I beg your pardon.
You do know if you have to say this is the jingle over the jingle, it's not a good jingle.
I've made a new jingle for the other one. But do you want to hear my other jingle for Witch Metal?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this is the jingle for Witch Metal that we made.
Witch Metal. Witch Metal. Witch Metal.
Witch Metal.
It's actually a pretty good
jingle.
Yeah,
it's really
good.
There
you go. It's a good jingle.
That was good.
It was
went
strong.
On the journey of
Joel,
that.
I'll tell you what we should do. We should play one of your songs.
Okay.
And then we should come back and we should play Witch Metal with Simon Fielder.
Are we going to play it?
We're going to play it.
You teased
it
with the jingle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I made this in the last break. I just want to play it to you. This is for the... We do three names in the with the metal bands book.
One's made up.
Yeah. One's made up. Yeah. Okay. This is my jingle for it.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake.
Genuinely quite good.
Retrospective jingle, that one.
Yeah, we've done it already, unfortunately.
Okay.
No, but next week.
Yeah.
So what's...
Posthumous,
mate,
I want you to hype up
this song. What's
okay.
your next song going to be? I want
what's
you to really...
Oh, guys, right, we're going right back to 2001 with this tune.
Yes!
I don't think you need to tell them that. I think we all know that we're going back to 2001 with anything that you play.
I'm putting on some very baggy board shorts.
What would you prefer, Taproot or 36 Crazy Fists?
I love them both. Which Fists track is it?
Turns to Ashes.
Oh, I do love that. And which Taproot track?
Again and Again.
Oh, I mean, they're both absolute bangers, mate!
Right,
have
right.
we got time
he
for them both?
All right, okay. Four, no, one or three, Ed. One or three. One or three.
One or three?
Yeah.
Three.
It's Taproot.
Just
mate.
Need some time to myself.
Yeah, you really do. You need some time to yourself when you go on a quest with your ego. It's a
FUBAR!
It was not a gradual stop.
No, it wasn't. No, it was a very quick stop.
It was
Taproot Again and Again, which I think I refused to listen to when it came out. Yeah. I think I'd avoided hearing Taproot. All
regretting that decision suddenly, aren't you?
Yeah, it was ear banging away. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, because you could have joined in with the lyrics with me and Simon.
Yeah, they were singing so loud and whiny.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, they film a lot of stuff in the studio, and yet they chose not to film me and Joel absolutely smashing...
I actually saw them when you started doing that. They went out onto the street and threw their camera against the bus.
Yeah.
They just were like, we did not want that in the vicinity of any cameras. Man.
So, whatever, guys.
About that, guys.
It's fine. Sometimes you just got to enjoy it on your own, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just share a moment with a friend.
Yeah. Right. Okay, what we're going to do now.
Right, we've got what?
We've got to play Witch Metal.
We've only got 10 minutes left of the show. We've got to play Witch Metal with Simon Fielder.
Yes, we have, mate.
All right. Have you heard of our feature, Witch Metal? It's been getting a lot of buzz.
Idea. Yeah, I mean, I read about it.
Yeah,
in Kerrang.
Metal Hammer.
In Terrorizer.
Yeah. Witch Metal, you will be blindfolded.
Oh, God. Right. I don't like the start of it.
Also, we don't have a blindfold.
Can I just close my eyes?
No.
No, we can pull your hat over your face. Joel's hoodie.
Put on a hoodie backwards.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to in the hottest room possible.
Why not just drape it over his face?
No, because it needs to be done properly.
How about I just...
Yes, that's,
yeah, that'll
that's
do.
Strong. That's
just
strong.
Hood backwards over
hood
the
backwards
eyes.
Hood backwards over the eyes.
Perfect. There like you a bumbling superhero.
I can't really see. I can see a tiny bit out.
So we will play you a metal track. You have to establish what subgenre of metal that is.
Yeah.
Whilst also at the same time, Joel will hit two bits of metal together and you have to guess what type of metal that is.
Wow.
Okay.
Are
alloys allowed?
Alloys.
I mean,
we
need specifics. I mean, last time it was an aluminium can, but that's 99% aluminium and actually some sort of alloy tin, which coats it to make sure it's something. I need to precursor.
No,
this.
You don't. Just do it.
Okay. Okay. Right. Here's the track.
All right.
Right. Here's the track, mate.
Really don't like being blindfolded. It's very unnerving.
Oh, someone's going to finger you as well, and you have to work out what metal their ring is.
Oh, great. Signet.
Okay. Right. Here we go. This is the track.
I'm ready.
And here's the metal.
Oh, Joel, what?
What are you hitting the metal with?
Now, this is a lovely sound.
Watching this happen, it genuinely looks like a torture technique.
It's not going to be a waterboarding.
Yeah.
Do I say stop? Oh, God.
That was the track.
Now, I'm just going to say something.
Okay.
You guess what it is, and then I'll point out why Joel's ruined it this week.
Okay. I have to say who the band is or the type
of... No, the type of metal. It's quite an easy one.
Speed metal?
I should probably point out at this point that I was given the task to get the metal.
Right. So I get the track and Joel gets the metal.
Yeah.
Now, that should be an easy subgenre.
But there are a lot of subgenres, aren't there? Garage,
but that is
speed metal.
That is a very broad subgenre. And this band pretty much defined that subgenre.
Is it Raging Speedhorn?
No, it wasn't Raging Speedhorn. If you don't know who that band is, you're not allowed on the rock show anymore.
It's Suicidal Tendencies.
No!
Lawnmower
it's Slayer.
Death. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm never not really a Slayer fan.
It's Necrophobic. It's on Rain and Blood.
Oh.
Wow.
It's the perfect metal album.
So what's the genre?
Thrash, you couple
thrash.
Of women.
Thrash. Yeah, mate.
Right.
Of course it's thrash.
Now,
it's
so thrash. You've ruined that by not knowing
it's
the most
kind
basic.
Kind of similar to Taproot, really, isn't it?
Ruined it. I thought it was a quiz.
Right, no.
I mean, I'm incorrect.
Well,
and unfortunately, I don't get a prize. Not get off my quiz show, you're an awful contestant.
Stop peeking, I can see you peeking.
It's real, I don't like it under here.
He can peek all he likes because you've brought in plastic, Joel.
No!
It didn't sound like metal.
No, it's plastic.
Oh, it's just two pipes.
Why have you done that, man?
I went to the plumbing store next door.
Again?
We've already done...
Joel goes in there every week.
Again and again, like Taproot.
A free bit of metal, and has told them we do a Radio 1 show, and that we'll plug them on it.
I tell them that I'm doing a Radio 1 show, because then they're more likely to give me stuff for free.
Right.
And then we did copper last week, or a few weeks before, and... they don't have any other metal apart from copper, because that's what pipes are made out of in plumbing world. But they did have plastic.
This is my favourite part of the show so far.
Yeah, so, Joel's trip to the plumbing shop.
So they were like, well, we've got plastic. And I was like, well, that'll do. I'm sorry.
It won't do. It's literally the feature is called Which Metal.
It's gone up in flames, hasn't it,
this feature?
It's
an absolute disaster.
You know, I mean...
I'll be honest, I beg your pardon didn't really work this week. And there's only one thing that's changed, and that is your jingles.
I'm sorry that I didn't know Slayer. I mean, I know that is basic metal knowledge, but
we've got a lot of educating to do.
Well, that was...
Which Metal? Which
Plastic?
Metal? Which Plastic?
Which metal?
There we go. Right. So that was which metal? Featuring plastic. Feet dot plastic.
Heat guest feature.
Nice. Guest feature
Simon, plastic. Are you going to any gigs soon? Have you got what's coming up?
Do you know what? I've got no gigs in the diary. I really want to go to Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk Fest.
But can't find anyone to come with.
I know you tried me, didn't you?
I did try you. We had this chat last time. It's absolutely fine.
The array of bands didn't tickle.
No,
tickle
I mean,
my
I
fancy.
Think that's been underlined, you know, by.
Who's the sort of.
Mate, there's so much shit you would like.
Who?
Fucking All American Rejects.
Is that
Goldfinger.
I didn't like Goldfinger, All American Rejects.
It's actually,
and I mean,
it's
Simon really go by yourself. I went to Temple's Festival by myself.
So it's a whole day on your own, though, isn't it? It's a bit weird. It's a bit weird.
Yes,
just me
it's weird.
Drinking at Hertfordshire University, surrounded by 20-year-olds on my own.
Sounds
bloody great.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Let's do that tonight.
Yeah,
take your eagle and make it a quest.
I think we should send you out. I think you should be our live music correspondent.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'd like to send you to gigs you wouldn't normally be found at.
I see.
We're going to go live to Simon, who's at a Slam Dunk Fest by himself. How's it going, Simon? Yeah. Oh, God, I just think I've kissed someone underage. Thanks very much, Simon.
It's 1 p.m. and everyone's looking at me.
Yeah, the police are here now. They're here.
They are asking me to turn my phone off. They don't seem to mind that I'm live on FUBAR Radio. Officer, please, I'm on FUBAR. FUBAR is an app-based radio station.
Just say Radio 1. Just say Radio 1. That's what I do in the plumbing shop.
What are these handcuffs made of? Plastic? Yeah.
This is like the end of an Edinburgh show where we just do all of the callbacks.
Yeah, all the callbacks in a row. That is ideal. Oh. Joel's penis tattoo.
Oh, no.
What have we decided on? Did we decide on the Twister? Or Made in China was another suggestion.
Made in China is a great one.
Brian Moore suggested Made in China.
And what about Choke Hazard?
Choke Hazard.
I mean, that's horrific.
Yeah, I like it. It would be sarcastic, though.
not suitable for children under, you know.
Well, yeah.
Same joke.
Yeah, you don't want to lie, do you?
Really?
So you're coming to Slam Dunk then, yeah?
Yeah.
Celia Piccola's suggestion of pulling case of emergency is also one
very
of my
strong.
Favorites.
Very strong.
Yes. But I think we're going with the Twister. So there we go.
That's my favourite, ice lolly. Wow. Just trying to raise the tone a little bit at the end of the show.
But what if you can't get one? What if you can't get one from the shop and you're with Joel?
I'll just have to lick his dick.
Yes.
Why do you have to take it down? I'll just get a Calippo instead.
It's usually.
Which is what I've got tattooed on mine.
Just have to drink that sort of syrupy bit at the end.
Well, this has been absolutely foul. This has been the most disgusting
Horrific.
Show. The most disgusting show on FUBAR ever, I think. So let's really raise the tone. Can we put some Baroness on, please?
We absolutely can, mate. Absolutely.
Baroness. Oh, no, but it's called Take My Bones Away, and now we're going to start talking about boners.
Well, it is the end of the show, so in a way, that is what's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Yellow and Green. Take My Bones Away, Baroness. We'll see you next week, next Wednesday, 1 till 4, more rock show. Bye.